Please take the time to visit podsurvey.com/peasants to complete a short 21-question survey. Participants in the survey will be entered into a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. The survey can be taken multiple times, so feel free to visit back each month for your chance to enter the drawing. Please help support the show by using our Amazon links located in the description anytime you purchase anything from Amazon. It's a great way to support the show while just going about your normal business shopping on Amazon.com. Also, check out our storefront for Drunken Peasants recommended merchandise. Patreon pledges of $5 or more will now receive 2 private shows each month. In addition to the private shows, Patreon pledges of $10 or more will receive the Drunken Peasants post show after each episode of The Drunken Peasants, Ben and Billy's monthly shitty movie review, and regular behind-the-scenes vlogs with Ben and Billy. Sign up anytime to catch the future shows as well as past content. If you want to catch the post shows but you're not a patron, click the join link below this video to become a member of the Drunken Peasants channel. In addition to each post show, you'll also get special badges and emojis that you can use in the Drunken Peasants live chat. Streamlabs will be open for the duration of each episode. Click the link below to send us a message. Donations $20 and above will be read out through text-to-speech and will require our immediate attention. All donations below $20 will be read at the end of each segment. Keep an eye out for our weekly Streamlabs goal, which if we meet, we will do an extra show the following week. If you find any content you'd like to see us cover on the show, send it to drunkenpeasantsinbox@gmail.com. All submissions will be reviewed for possible usage in a future episode. Click the Discord link in our description to join the Drunken Peasants Discord. Interact with other Drunken Peasants fans in text and voice chat, as well as the peasants themselves. Visit the Google Play Store and download the Drunken Peasants app to catch the audio version of the show while you're on the road. In addition to the app, the audio-only version of the show is also available through iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, SoundCloud, and other audio platforms. That's all we have for now. Enjoy the show.
Drunken Peasants Podcast.
I gotta get away with this. No!
Say, man, you got the joint?
No, not on you, man.
I don't have facts to back this up.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
That's true. Sometimes I cry.
Oh! Lick my butthole, you
From the strangest corners of the internet, here to bring you opinions of the world from an altered perspective, here are your hosts.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Drunken Peasants Podcast, episode 688.
Fuck it.
This is our new intro made by our buddy Mitch DC. He's made many of our intros. Let us know in the comments if you like it, if you like the change, if there's anything you think is missing or that shouldn't have been in there. Just let us know in the chat or in the comments below if you're watching this after the live show.
Basically, just tell Mitch DC that you love everything he ever does.
There's a link.
If that's wrong, then lie.
There's a link in the description to his channel, too. It's down at the bottom. If you guys want to check it out, just scroll down to the bottom of the description. It's
Mitch
there.
Mitch does great stuff.
And everybody, like the guy who does the music for the intro and all that is down there. I like it. I love it. It's great.
Yeah.
And it does that thing where it lets the music play for a little while we talk. I like that. I like it. I like it. Good job, Mitch DC.
Good job. I like it a lot. I like it. I like it a whole lot. The DP logo, not the DC logo, the DP logo. It's electric.
It's electric.
Woogie, 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 woogie.
So it's just me and Billy today. We started a little late. We had to throw some stuff together. For one thing, Billy had a very eventful weekend.
Had a little drive down to Portland.
You had a drive down to Portland. Was it for NXT TakeOver?
No, I didn't go down for wrestling.
You went to go see the Blazers play.
No. I went to go hang
out. Ice Capades.
Closer to Ice Poseidon. Not
Ice Poseidon Capades.
I went to go hang out with the IRL boys on their RV trip. Because you know how much I love Winnebagos.
But here's the thing. All the other RV trips I've watched over the last year or so since that this has become a normal thing, they all seemed a lot more functional than this one. Even like Sam Pepper buying a car that he knows is going to break down was more functional than this RV with these motherfuckers on it.
Well, you have to like realize that they are... Like, with Ice Poseidon and the other guys that would do the RVs, Sam Pepper, they were, like, controlling everything. Right now, the man is Blade, and Blade is, like...
He's dysfunctional himself.
He's, like, Incredible Hulk, right? Like, he's Bruce Banner, and he's just regular chill guy.
But his toes are falling off.
Yeah, but then all of a sudden he gets wasted. He becomes the Hulk, and that's the content.
He's Bruce Banner when he's Blade.
Yeah.
But then he's the Hulk, only he doesn't turn into some big, strong creature. He turns into, like, a drooling, pissing.
It's like if the Hulk was green because he was filled with Jaeger and ready to piss. And that's the content these days. You get to the point where Blade gets super wasted, and then you, like, enjoy the ride of him being absolutely crazy when he's drunk. It's good times.
I enjoy the ride when I'm drunk more than watching someone else.
Yeah, but that's because you are a super drunk.
Not like him, though. I don't have neuropathy in my legs, and I don't think he's that much older than me. If anything, he might be younger than me, for all I know.
Probably around the same age.
Yeah. Maybe. So I'm doing better than him.
Yeah, but you...
Dude, I wonder when's the last time he's had his liver tested and everything.
He went to the hospital not too long ago, and they told him to stop drinking. So he stopped drinking Jaeger. He's like, I only drink vodka. But now he drinks Jaeger whenever somebody brings him Jaeger, like a stream sniper will come by.
When a doctor tells you to stop drinking, I mean, it's your choice whether or not you actually follow it. But yeah. They mean stop drinking alcohol, not stop drinking Jaeger.
Well, I figure Jaeger's a start, but then I brought him some Jaeger, so I'm kind of confused.
He has holes in his legs. Guys, he has holes in his legs, and he has a toe that's, like, falling off. Right? You were trying to get...
I don't know if it's falling off. It's got a nice big hole in it.
Yeah.
It's strange.
Yeah, he won't be able to IRL stream anymore after he has his feet cut off unless
he
won't...
We don't know that. He could be rolling around in a nice little hover.
He'll be, what's her name, Mobility Mary?
Yeah.
Mobility Blade?
I think the community right now is built around him, so...
The sad thing is like, he was one of those guys playing Call of Duty at Alki David's house with Keem and
he's been friends
Wings
with
of Redemption.
He kind of like put Keemstar on, so like when Keemstar got connected with Alki David, he brought Blade in and everybody else, and he's been a good friend of Keemstar's for a long time, and they go way back. But I think right now, even Keem is like, this is a little too much for me, and I think a lot of people see him out there and are like, kind of watching the train wreck. He's a really nice guy when he's sober. He's like super sweet boy when he's sober. He's total sweet boy. And then he gets drunk and it's like...
Yeah, well, when you do really dumb shit when you're drunk and you find yourself in front of the judge when you're sober, you can't be like, but judge, I'm a sweet boy right now.
Yeah, but he could find himself in front of those sweet boy donos when he gets Incredible Hulk and they send money to him.
I just don't think it's always worth it. It depends on what the consequences are. The consequences don't always the donos don't always outweigh the consequences, is what I'm saying.
I don't speak for him. He does what he does.
I'm speaking for me.
He makes money off of it. I'm not saying that he should or shouldn't do that. It's just what he does. It's his life. That's the life. And everybody around him, there's like this dichotomy of streamers that kind of exist because they catch the content when he's too drunk to do it.
Everyone, we're about to get into it here. Before we do, I want to remind everyone, please like the stream. Please subscribe if you're not already subscribed. Please use the Brave browser. And if you already use the Brave browser, check the triangle up at the top of the screen. See if you have any bats. If you do, please send them our way. I do that every time because people forget that they have bats. And then they're like, oh, I just sent you 200 bats. And I'm like, that's sweet. Because bats went up 10%. Today anyway. So do it. All right, here we go. We're going to start off with this segment. Here it is. Wow.
What's up, Pimp Monk in the chat?
Pimp Monk in the chat.
And as we get started,
antagonism. You know what? I just saw someone talking about Mama JF in the chat.
Yeah.
And I was just reminded, unfortunately, of something because, you know, we have a content inbox. And sometimes people send me weird shit. Like, I'll open an email and it's like, whoa. And someone sent me a picture of Mama JF naked riding a bike.
That's old, though, right?
Yeah, it's old, but yeah. I've avoided it.
And happy birthday to our resident police officer, the American Nightmare. If I wish him a happy birthday.
Oh, is he? Happy birthday.
I get a get out of jail free card. And so next time I get caught, he's going to put in a good word for me.
If you want to see, go look it up. I'm not showing it to you. I'm never looking at that again.
Yeah. We can't show that on here anyways because.
Right.
We probably could, actually. Who cares? Let's burn the whole channel for a naked bike ride.
No, thank you.
Oh, true.
All right. So we're going to talk about EBZ because I don't think a lot of our audience is familiar. Like, I don't know.
In the IRL streaming world, there's like a whole cast of characters. And the cool thing about in real life streaming is you can just be an NPC, a non-playable character. You pick up a phone and you film the life, the world around you. You don't have to be invested in anything. The chat watching at home will like give you content by trolling you and stuff. And I think that's kind of how EBZ made it, was people just threw like.
And he seems very sensitive.
Yeah, he's so sensitive.
Yeah.
He gets triggered. And one thing that's been happening since he joined the RV trip was he's been telling people to like turn their cameras off, not film him at certain times.
Right, right. He goes there with a group of IRL streamers and tells other IRL streamers not to IRL stream around him.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's like, it's kind of counterproductive to the entire process.
But do you think if he was doing it and you were like, hey, turn off your stream, he would turn off his? No, I don't think he would.
I mean, back when he was streaming with Ice Poseidon, I'm pretty sure Ice Poseidon made him do that and he bitched and complained about it. So he's kind of like doing the same thing now, even though Ice Poseidon was actually getting views when he told people to stop. And he's like not even getting 100 viewers, you know? He's got like minimal views.
So why did they even want him on this trip?
I think because they knew that people would troll the hell out of him and they'd make a bunch of donations because people would troll him through their donations.
I guess this is going to give us a little bit of a crash course on EBZ.
Yeah.
So we know what kind of a person he is. We're going to start off with this one. I guess this is EBZ hits a woman on an electric scooter and then calls the cops on her.
We're going to start with this because there's a whole clip that leads into this.
Oh, like, okay. Well, like, I guess we won't do that.
And
one
that
yet.
Clip comes up. That should probably come at the very end because, like,
okay.
There's the whole story here that goes in progression of when he joined the RV.
All right. I guess EBZ attacks Portland Andy?
Yeah, this is...
I think we might have to jump around a little bit, yeah. Too, because I think this is like a mashup of...
Yeah, this is from the IRL moments. They go to IRL streams and clip them together.
This is EBZ here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You want to get somebody if you wanted to.
Captain Content,
shit.
Only Use Me Blade Shooter, and EBZ. They were the guys there when I came down on Sunday.
Yeah, but like Bjorn was there, and he left before you even got there.
Yeah, Bjorn started on the RV. These are the people who were still there when
people
I got
there.
People
just kept quitting. Wow, how many of them were there on that thing? That wasn't even that big.
That, well, they came in and out. I know that Bjorn was on, a guy named Sam and Andy, and a guy named Chicken Andy. They were all on. There's a lot of Andys.
The
viewers
is not too thick.
All right, let's see. It might fit or might not.
Nah, it's thick as fuck. See, this is the little thing.
Yeah.
We're putting them in the little bathtub, the shower. So
okay, that works.
They're gonna be storing them.
This is Captain Content talking with him.
All right, man.
Yes, sir. Really good, man. Good morning.
Hell yeah, good morning.
Let me store this and make myself.
This is a beautiful RV. I took a piss in that sink.
Yeah, dude, you did it live.
Yeah.
Like, I actually tuned in during that point, and they were passed out on the couches.
They were like, do a prank, Billy. So I like took this hubcap, stood on the hubcap, and pissed in the sink, and then like nobody woke up, so I was just kind of like, well, I guess that was a good prank.
And your donos were going on, Billy the Fridge!
Yeah.
I'm kind of tired of that.
Stop donuts.
Exactly. Maybe like a truck stop so me and the boys can get some showers.
That too, that's it.
That's what I was talking about earlier. No. When I was thinking, ignore the poll, remember?
You guys going to dine and dash?
No.
That's what
no, I'll play right now. Bring me the tag right now.
Breakfast doesn't start too
fuck,
well.
How the fuck would someone know that someone else is at a restaurant and they're going to dine and dash? Like, what kind of logic is this waitress using? Hey, I got an anonymous tip that you're going to dine and dash. It's like,
well,
okay.
she doesn't get calls for people sitting in the restaurant every day. So
sure.
She knows something's up. She has to question it, right?
It looks like they might be in like Eugene or something here.
I'm pretty sure this is the bar that I went back to.
Oh, is it in Portland? Okay.
Yeah, it's in Portland. It's in the shitty part of Portland. They had a hotel at the Howard Johnson there.
The shitty part of Portland, a.k.a. Portland.
Portland, yeah. I think this is the place I went to, and I didn't get any calls because I'm a sweet boy.
I know, I got to check it out.
Remember like when I said ignore those phone calls?
No, I thought you were, now I hear you.
That's what I was talking about.
Remember when I said ignore those phone calls?
I just wanted to catch up.
No, thank you very much.
It happens at work, though.
I guess Pimong wants to join us.
Yeah, hell
so I'm gonna
yeah.
bring
Come
him
on in, Pimpin.
In. I just have to.
A few minutes later, the waitress returns. This time, she was called a bitch over the phone and wants EBZ to deal with it. However, EBZ tells her he has no idea who these people are and to hang up the call. Hang up the call.
Yeah, you know what? I got a few of these when I was out the other day, but no one ever questioned me. I'm like, people are pranking me. I'm like, look, I'm live on the internet. People are pranking you. So if you get another call about me, just ignore it.
Yeah.
And plus, I was a regular in some of these places, too, so they would trust my word. No, when you're a stranger,
like you said,
it is a little different.
I don't know anybody who would call a bar.
Because he's calling me
No. We don't know this person. You're
I know. Like,
hang the phone up.
Dude,
hang the phone up, man. We don't know what you're talking about.
We don't know what you're talking about. Is EBZ cleaning? Because he's probably the only clean person on the RV.
Yo,
the RV was so dirty.
When I'm vacuuming, like, is that your point at me or what?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
So that's at least one thing you'll say about EBZ is he was more cleanly than the other gentleman.
Well, yeah. Box and then order food, you dumb fuck. What a retard.
Yeah, you gotta, like, be nice to the wait staff if you know you're bringing trouble in on the phone calls. Like, I went to an IHOP the night I was there, and they called, and they were threatening the guy. And the guy was being very nice to me, and I was like, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm online right now. Do you want me to go? He's like, no, sit down and eat. Everything will be fine. I just, you know, I'm calling security in case somebody actually does show up.
See, all they were doing with me, I had kind of sweet boy, what do you call people that call you or, like, call places that you're at? What's the term for that? Just troll?
I callers? I don't know.
I had people doing that to me, but all they were telling the places was that was to come and give me a message that someone was waiting for me in the lobby or whatever. That's what they kept doing. So they were more sweet boy, right?
This is a clip right here that Captain Content, the guy that was filming EBZ, he filmed him bent over while he's vacuuming, and a lot of people were telling EBZ that Captain Content was gay.
Oh, yeah, and EBZ's
very homophobic.
Yeah. Yeah, and then later on, you show up in drag flirting with him.
Yeah.
And he, and I guess we'll get to that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So EBZ's probably like mid-40s. And I mean, like, I've seen him, like, he's got muscle and stuff, but he's also a bully, like a physical bully.
Yeah, Captain Content's he's just filming stuff. You know, he wasn't, like, all up in EBZ's ass. He just caught him when EBZ was bent over, and EBZ's like, you can't be filming my ass. And he was actually on this for days after this happened. He was really...
Hi.
What's up, Pimunk? Welcome to the show.
Just, like, part of the whole reality of the situation. I don't know, like...
Captain.
Oh my god. Oh, and he gets offended by donos too. It's hilarious.
Yeah. He made people turn off their donos when he was around. That was Captain was once the group were done cleaning, for the most part, Captain Content receives this Texas speech donation and it sets off EBZ. Yeah.
Oh my god.
For those, he's got a quick temper.
We haven't seen that booty since Danny Prism was around. That booty tight EBZ crawl in my gutter, big boy.
Wow.
Yeah, I understand. I mean,
nonsense right there.
Yeah, I understand.
Like, why the fuck
would
you do that?
I wasn't.
What do you mean?
Like, so exactly EBZ what? not confident in his sexuality.
Oh, he's so confident in his sexuality that when he's vacuuming, he has to keep people's cameras off his butt because he knows that he's so sexy that all the homo people will want to bang him.
Yeah, even if they're not in the mood, they'll just rape him. Cause
yeah,
they can't,
like, because he can't stop it. He's too sexy.
Well, we know, you know what those types are like too. If you know what I mean, they just can't control themselves.
Like me, it wasn't
those types.
No, like, I apologize.
Like, you don't know. Like, get the fuck out of
but
here.
But isn't that all a part of IRL streaming? Everything goes right. I mean, you know.
Well, I mean, you have to be in control of your stream, right? Captain Content is in control of his stream. So if EBZ tells him, why are you going to get donos about me? Why are you going to let that happen? I don't want donos around me anymore. Captain has to just, you know, keep them coming in or turn off his stream when EBZ tells him to. And that was the problem. He was afraid EBZ was going to hit him or attack him.
Because he has attacked people before.
Yeah.
And we'll get into that.
I have never recorded a man bent over.
He's
vacuuming.
Still on this.
I have never needed to. There have been so many angles of people that I want to record. Them being in that situation was never one that
There's so many special exceptions that he needs to not be recorded under.
Yeah.
What he's a angry. Fucking look prima at the veins donna. In his neck. Look at the veins in his neck. He's fucking really angry.
Do you think he does roids?
I don't know. I don't think he buys roids. I don't think he's affording roids. He's not that big.
Oh, okay.
A shot. What the fuck would I do with that shot?
He just seems to have a lot of rage.
What would I do with that shot? What do you mean? That's not an accident. I don't make such accidents. I've never made such an accident. I have just never. The impulse never came close. You see what I'm saying? I don't know. When you say something, I'm not really mad, but I'm saying like.
I'm not really mad. What? Come on.
Dude, you got veins in your head and shit popping up.
He likes to press people who are like obviously not going to press back or stand up to him. That's kind of like a bully, right?
This thing's an accident. Like, let's just act like it never happened. That's my point.
I don't like gay donations. You freaking recorded my butt. Why the fuck would you do that?
But he just said, let's not talk about it. He's the one, only one talking about it.
Yeah. It was gay like for donations. 2 seconds of butts. 2 seconds of butts.
Well, yeah, and like he started to get the weird donos about his butt, and that bothered him.
Yeah.
You knew they were going to use that to enhance nonsense. So now we're in nonsense.
Enhance nonsense.
Has he not ever been on the internet before? He knows people are going to say stupid shit. What the hell?
Right here, EBZ is done with Captain Content using his stream to bait donations to trigger him and tells him to lower the volume when the donation is about him. So he's really, like, part of it is he's mad that he's not getting the money. He's a little salty. He's not getting money for when he's getting shit on, and then also he's getting shit on. So he's making Captain Content money, but that was kind of, you know, the reason why he was invited, because he triggers donations because he's such a fucking lolcow. People love to fucking trigger him. And why else would he be on the RV, you know? He's not out there streaming for a lot of people. He gets like 100 viewers when he's on the RV, which is it's a boost. The RV boosts your viewers no matter what.
Right.
I just got to say, I don't care how tough the guy is, I would not let him talk to me like he's talking to this dude.
Oh, just wait. You'll see. Just wait.
Come on, man. We're in nonsense already. You should understand that if it was happening, you were just, I'll be like, you can't use me to piss him off. I'm here with him. We talked about this yesterday.
And Captain Content's just keeping his mouth shut, just like sitting there taking it.
Yeah, because he doesn't like confrontation. He's not Captain Confront.
Confront.
And you've done it for a good hour, 2 hours, right? So you've enjoyed yourself for a good while.
Can I say my piece?
No, bro. Don't act like I'm trying to like oppress you or smother you, man.
I just kind of got a stupid call that basically said that someone that looks like you.
What do I look like? How would I know? I wouldn't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know what they're talking about
here. I wouldn't either.
I just want to ask a question.
Did you see a skirt around me?
No.
Okay. I don't see a skirt.
That's all I need to do.
I don't see a skirt. Do you see a skirt?
No.
Okay, I wouldn't know what you're talking about.
That's true. I mean, if there's no women there with skirts on, I mean, why would you even ask him? I'd hate to defend him, but seriously.
You could defend him. Like, it's like he's not 100% wrong.
Right.
You know, he's obviously mad, but it's like this is an RV where you come on to stream, right? You can't stop people from streaming unless you're bringing a level of content that can compete with it. That's how you stop somebody else from streaming you. You give better content. You can't just bitch and complain and tell them to turn their speakers and cameras off. This isn't like a public bathroom. This is a live streaming RV. It's expected to be streaming all the time. If you don't want someone streaming your butt, tell them. And if they do it a second time, like, bro, like, seriously, I can't reiterate this enough. Stop filming my ass. And if they keep doing it, then you know what? Leave.
Right.
Or fight them. Do whatever you want to do. Do whatever you want to do. But don't bitch and complain and then bully them into... I guess you can bully them. That's what this was. It was bullying him into turning up his shit.
Yeah, and he's not just a verbal bully. He's like a physical bully. Like, get in your face.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is... This is a completely unrelated thing. Somebody films an alley in Austin, Texas.
Is there any more?
I do believe there is the...
Here he is.
Yeah.
Let's see.
All right, yo.
That was dope.
Yeah, that was funny.
When he left. This is how he left, dude.
When he left because he didn't want to pay for gas.
Only used me blade on my Sam and he left the RV. He says Sam and he refused to help pay gas money for the RV.
EBZ, do you know what they're talking about? This has happened before. He should just give the waitstaff a heads up when he walk into the establishment.
Yeah?
Blade did the money for the RV and wanted the group to stay in Sacramento just so he can get free weed from a stream sniper. Blade denied that request and Salmon ended up leaving. Blade says Salmon now regrets leaving. Yes, Salmon Andy is kind of a weird guy.
He was getting slapped all the time.
Yeah, he was getting slapped by Chicken Andy when he was sleeping and stuff. Like, I don't know, like, he wanted to stay in Sacramento just for free weed, and he got ditched. Blade says Salmon regrets leaving the stream. I bet you he does. The RV stream is money for a lot of these guys. They're all kind of, like floating around Blade, who is the main attraction. And Blade's like a 1 or 2 hour streamer, really, because he gets wasted and passes out usually. So, like, everybody else jumps in at that point and makes their money around him.
Yes. No, let me explain something real quick, okay? So this guy tried to fuck me and this guy out of gas. So he's like, oh yeah, I want to stay in Sacramento. So he said, we're staying in Sacramento. We're like, nah, dude, we're not. We're going to the Redwoods. We're figuring it out. And he wanted us to call it bluff. And this guy walked around in the circle for a minute, confused as fuck, bitch made. And he wanted us to call his bluff.
Making my donos late. They don't make any sense.
they make a little sense. They do.
Dude, don't ever in your goddamn life check me like that. Go. If you threaten to leave, leave then. See if I give a fuck. Yeah. And he left.
And he left in about 10 minutes.
And then he pooped his pants at a Chevron crying about the shit, dude. He literally tested us. He's like, oh, well...
Does this not really have much to do with EBZ other than he's being talked to?
Maybe, yeah. There's some more, though, with the Portland Andy stuff that comes in. Okay, that was Portland Andy there, so I think a little further in...
Oh, go further forward? There's a
spot where, like, he gets in it with Portland Andy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think
it's
I think it's, like, right here.
Bro, it's on me. Now what you doing? Don't touch me. Bro, we good. It's on me. Why are you touching me? It's on me. Why are you in my frame? Why are you in my frame? Why are you in my frame? Then don't be in my frame, bro. Why are you in my frame? What you know about frames?
What you know about frames?
It's you, bro. You trying to grab my condom off like you're somebody? Like you're somebody? You ain't nobody, bro. Come on. What's being an asshole, dude?
What you counting yourself?
Quit being an asshole. Why are you being aggressive? What? Yeah, you, got in, bro. You can't stare me down, bro. It's on me. It's on me. You're in my frame.
Put your camera on.
You know about frames? Do you know about frames?
I'm off your frame now.
You know about frames?
I'm off your frame.
All right, so sit the fuck off my frame. How about that?
Yeah, put your camera
in. Pimp, simple as that, pimp.
Put your camera in.
Stay off my frame.
Yeah.
Okay. So he was trying to, like, keep himself off of people's cameras the whole time. This is him, there was a little scuffle here, but there was an even bigger scuffle between these two on the RV, right?
I'm doing again.
Before or after this?
I think it's after.
He was up here, in my shit.
My camera's still on.
And notice, I didn't move, but you did?
Yeah, I did.
You tried to get in my shit. Tried to get in my shit. Tried to get on my shit. Tried to get on my shit.
Of course.
Fuck up, calm down.
I am.
You're calm.
They get back inside the RV, the RV lights are out, EBZ tells Portland Andy the vibe inside the RV won't continue and jumps from his... seat towards Portland Andy.
Is there a vibe going on?
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
Vibe?
All right. That shit that happened in the store.
What store? The Barryman? What about it?
Eventually, they both fight.
What What about
this? Suspense is killing me.
Yeah.
Carlin, stop. Did they pump you up? Stop.
Did they pump you up? Now they're in the dark RV.
Are you feeling yourself?
Stop. Fucking stop.
Hold on, Angie.
What?
You feeling yourself?
Stop. Don't choke the guy, man.
Stop.
Leave me alone, bitch.
Stop.
You feeling yourself?
Easy. Just leave.
You ain't nobody, bro.
Leave him alone.
Leave me alone, bro. You ain't nobody. Nobody.
This is where I saw this.
Leave him alone.
Stop. Captain Content was like, I'm done with the RV, because he was afraid he was going to get the crap beat out of him because he had filmed his butt.
Yeah.
And he's like, dude, if he's jumping Portland Andy, I can't be around this guy. So Captain goes and he's like, I think I'm leaving the RV. The next day he comes back to the RV because he's trying to get content and he knows that's where the content is. So he's like, you know what? I really shouldn't leave. But the guys were all kind of like, you know, why should we support Captain Content if he's just going to ditch out? And they kind of took EBZ's side over everything, even though EBZ is obviously like attacking people and forcing himself on people.
Stop breaking guys up. Fucking stop.
Doesn't matter.
Hey, fucking stop.
This would
stop,
be a very uncomfortable experience to be around this guy, I believe. I wouldn't want to do this.
Oh, man.
I was comfy.
Yeah, we're wait till Billy shows up.
In your eye yet. I haven't put my fingers in your eye yet.
Stop.
Neither have I.
Okay? Okay, you put your fingers in my eye.
I have two guys on me.
I haven't put my fingers in your eye yet, right?
I have two guys on me.
I can.
No, I'm not on you.
I can.
I'm trying to fucking break it up.
Poorly. Okay?
All right? He's threatening to put his fingers in his eyes?
Wait, come on, bro.
I can.
Break it up,
man.
That
shit hurts.
Right.
That shit hurts. Trust me.
I'm positive Pimunk has had that done to
him. Guys, break it up, please.
Okay? You're feeling yourself?
Stop it.
I haven't done anything yet, right? I have two guys on me.
I haven't done anything yet.
I'm
just like choking.
I haven't done anything yet, right?
Can you fucking stop it already?
Back off of me.
Come on.
Right?
Let him get out, bro.
I haven't done anything yet, right?
Are we going outside?
Right?
Are we going outside or what?
Go outside.
Good.
You guys all feel better now? Feel better? Got all this aggression out now?
Who's that?
I don't know. Soccer mom Andy? I'm not sure.
Shut up, bro. You
feeling yourself?
Let's just
The stream
up.
Made you feel yourself?
Huh?
The stream made you feel yourself?
Is he drunk?
You feel better about that?
Or does he just not know how to talk?
Probably not. Could be both, but they
you
were
feel
at a
better about
fuck
that,
bro.
Too?
Why are you so pumped up for?
Fuck,
the stream
on.
Made you feel
your
huh? They gassed you up?
I'm dude, they don't gas me at all.
The stream gassed you up? You're a weird dude. You let the stream gas you up?
You let the stream gas you up. EBZ went and like choked this guy out in the dark. He's like, oh, you let the stream gas you up. EBZ a real one.
Gassed him up. That's what's wrong with a lot of these cats, man. You guys listen to the stream. The stream is not here. You are. He's feeling himself because he took a few shots.
That's a good point. The stream is not here. You are, right? So I heard this happen in Portland. I heard that Captain Content was too scared. I heard that he was going to leave the RV. He was worried EBZ was going to fight him. And that's only a few hours away from Seattle. So Sunday morning, I hop in my car. I go get dressed up. And I head down to Portland. I think that's the second video they start talking about stuff there, right?
I had the RV lit up with firecrackers.
Yeah.
All right, you want me to start?
Yeah,
that?
Let's go in there.
All right. More from IRL Moments. Check them out. IRL Moments channel.
They get all the
free plug
clips
for them.
This is EBZ. The following day after the fighting, Portland Eddie EBZ wakes up from a much-needed sleep. Only used me blade and the driver, too. Captain Content decided to sleep elsewhere in fear of EBZ slapping him. And that's, this RV was a tiny one.
Yeah, this RV's small, man. It's a piece of shit, too.
They really should just burn it down at the end of this trip.
I thought it got towed away. I thought it was junk.
It got towed. They got a flat tire. Like, they've been going through a lot with it. I think it's working now.
Joe told me that your first RV from Alki was a 1970s Winnebago.
I'm not worried about the dislikes.
The first one from Alki wasn't from Alki. He found a random stranger to bring the RV to us.
Out, all right? You know?
It was like, bad.
Right now, me and 1,000 of them disagree. Okay? That was yesterday. All right? Right now, some of you are still disagreeing, obviously.
He gets like thousands of dislikes, I mean, and like less than 100 viewers.
So people come just to dislike and then leave.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world, right? All you have to do is communicate with me, and eventually we'll get to where we're going. All right, we're all heading in the same direction, though.
He said, all you have to do is communicate with me, and eventually we'll get to where we're going. So I was ready to communicate.
He sounds reasonable.
I was ready to communicate.
All right.
Somebody's getting slapped.
For attempting to drive, the driver of the RV noticed the tires of the RV was flat, so they were left stranded. EDC, who isn't streaming, goes off on one of the repair guys who came and said they couldn't fix those specific tires on the RV. He says on their website they repair all tires. He then notices Captain Content recording.
Like, when I signed up for trips, no one told me, oh, let's make sure it covers all tires, not just one tire. I thought it, you know, tires.
Tires.
Well, you should be helping me anyway, because we've been here for 2 hours. Take your camera off of me, man. I'm not live myself, so please don't record me.
He can only be recorded when he's live.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Right? I have my thing. I want to go live, but instead I'm troubleshooting. So please don't record me. Yeah, let's go. I'm still knowing what I'm doing. She said that much.
This gentleman in the denim was like a stream sniper guy that showed up.
Take your fucking camera off of me, bro.
It's not on you.
I don't want to be recorded. I've tried to avoid you the whole time.
It's not on you.
Bro, I don't
care. The camera's not on you, bro.
I want to record. I want to. But I'm troubleshooting something for us, so please. Take your camera to yourself.
This dude's a big man.
Yeah, he's very high strung. So I figured, you know, I'd come down and help.
Yeah.
Help him relax.
Are you on at some point in this video?
Yeah.
Like when you show up, lady, the fridge.
I think there's.
You are in a public space.
Of course, you can be recorded in a public space.
And that gets brought up later too.
Yeah.
There's Captain Content.
Captain Content walking around.
Oh, here we go.
And then, while the group deal with the RV tires on his or her way to the RV is Billy the Fridge as his character Betty the Fridge. He plans on adding to the content. So, for those of you that might not know, EBZ has homophobic tendencies. He's been aggressive towards women in the past. He had dated a girl named Betty. So me dressing up as a woman, as a man that might be a little pushy towards a homophobe and taking on the name Betty, it was directly there to ignite the fires of our friend EBZ, because he needed to be shown what it's like to talk to somebody who isn't going to back down and isn't going to accept him acting with violence, because we resolve things with words. We're adults.
Portland is a few hours away. If I go to Portland, yeah. I might just go to, like, I look 17, right? I could stop off in Gig Harbor.
How we doing? I was told there were some single men here tonight.
Billy or Betty, who was driving from Seattle to Portland, makes it just in time to catch the boys. They're waiting for the RV to be towed.
I just have to be pretty for Portland.
Piece of shit.
It gets dark pretty quick, so the group make the decision to have the RV towed, stay at a hotel for the night, and then fix the tires the following day themselves and hit the road after. Towing the RV was...
How you doing? I'm Betty. Nice to meet you.
You too.
Yeah.
He was being very nice.
How you doing tonight?
I can't complain.
It's pretty good. Are you part of the RV?
Yeah.
I kind of knew he was, Seattle? But I didn't want to have him assume that I was stalking him.
Are you going to Seattle?
I'm going to try. Depending
we
on
got
how
four with
together,
us.
You know?
Yeah, I'm from Seattle, so I just drove down. It took me about 3 hours to get here.
Four? Okay.
3.5 hours. Yeah,
gotta make your introductions.
You wanna borrow my arm? Very warm.
He said he was cold, so I offered
him
an arm. He was receptive to it. He didn't fight it off.
Okay.
He didn't fight it off. He's being pretty chill,
so
right?
Chat said you like milk duds.
So I guess like his girlfriend Betty calls him like Milk Dud Head or something. Like, it's like their pet name.
He had that like a milk dud though.
That's the pet name for him that she had. So
milk
dud
head.
I brought some milk duds to offer to everybody because I would, you know, I want to share. I brought gifts. I bought Jaeger for for Blade. I brought Jägermeister for Blade.
Why don't you just bring him a fucking loaded revolver?
Because he might use that on everybody else. Like, he used the Jäger. Okay. He shared
bring
the Jäger.
Him, I don't know.
The Jäger was a nice gesture. He was very happy.
You don't like? Oh, what?
I like the milk dud. Though.
Okay,
I like
yeah.
He took the milk dud. See, he's doing very well.
Yeah. Why? What? Why is his attitude so different right here?
Well, I mean, it could be a lot of things, but he's not. I have him on camera. I'm doing all the things that he was being criticized before. He was criticizing the other guys for doing, right? I'm pressing him to an extent where he could get angry at me like he did everybody else, and he didn't. So I'm proving to the world that EBZ's not such a bad guy when it's a very intimidating woman man in front of him.
Right.
They were right. That was right.
I don't like milk duds,
you know? They told me to bring milk duds. They said bring milk duds for EBZ. You're EBZ, right? That's what they said when I should put you on camera. They're like, that's EBZ. Yeah.
I'm saying the chat is directing me to do everything.
Right.
I'm, okay. I'm a real woman. So
he's
I'm
being, he's not being very aggressive with you, though.
I'm a real woman.
EBZ? Yeah. Oh, he's been really sweet tonight.
Captain's like, EBZ's right? not being aggressive. and he's even noticing EBZ's not being aggressive around me.
They're surprised.
Yes. They're very surprised. They didn't realize that he could be so chill. And I guess it's just when somebody who is bigger and more imposing. But maybe it's my beauty. Maybe
he didn't want to catch the gay.
Maybe
from
he was enchanted. I just said I'm a real woman there. I just said I was a real woman.
That doesn't matter.
You think he really didn't believe I was a real woman?
Correct.
Oh.
Behind the passenger side if you go in the back. Thank you.
This guy said I was beautiful.
Are you
the
are
group
you going
make their
dancing?
Way to Billy's car to drive to a nearby hotel so they can stay for the night. Betty got a man interested in her already. Yeah, it was a little strange.
I mean, at this point in time,
he wants to get in the car with us. Yeah.
He looks like he's from Portland, too.
Yeah. Yeah, he was really trying to come with us. And I had to give him a line because, you know, good girls are only good. Good girls are good until they have a reason to be naughty, and he was not a reason to be naughty.
We have to meet up with somebody. Are you going to be back here?
I'll be back around here. This
okay,
time.
I'll come back in a minute. I got to find. I don't have room because I have to pick somebody up. All right. Do you have a number?
I don't have a phone.
Okay. I'll come back and look around in a minute. We got to go pick up our friend and drop him off.
He has no phone.
Was he a gentleman that lives on the street?
I believe so. I believe so.
I'd say about 75 minutes.
Okay, all right.
He says, how long? I said 75 minutes. That's a fake time.
Right. I mean, it is real, but
nobody says 75 minutes.
Yeah. An hour and 15 minutes.
And then they press me into giving him a hug. So I go to give him a hug.
Did you just eat onions?
He smelled like onions.
Oh, you know, I just took. Yeah. I'll go clean that up.
He's got some
yeah. I feel like I just got Shrek. OMG. My guy didn't even have a cell phone.
I knew
he had no good job. He had no cell phone. There's no way I'm going to hook up with a guy like that. Nobody. Yeah, I'll kiss a rando because I'm a total slut.
Oh, man.
But there's no way I'm giving him my real number.
We all know you like to keep the good girl. I'm going to get fat. We know what to do. We know what to do with you.
That's what my friend Gordo would always do this impersonation of like a drunk chick. And it's, oh, my God, I'm going to get fecked.
I'm going to get fecked.
Fecked. F-E-C-K-E-D. Yeah.
I'm a good girl, unless there's a good reason not to be.
You obviously have to. Are you doing it?
I didn't even bother taking off my jeans this entire time.
They're charging $250 to this room, like right this second.
When?
Right this second.
So what do we have to do?
Yeah. So
whatever it is you're doing, how you're doing, because
they're gonna come up, right?
They're getting a lot of calls.
No more streaming.
Whatever we're doing, we need to just switch the way we're doing.
Well, I think what happened was.
We already know what happened. So yeah. Let's just switch.
So how do we switch it? Do we leave?
I don't know. No, you have to leave. Just calm down. Be a little lower. Not as loud. So the neighbor's not calling.
Is that EBZ talking to you?
Yeah, because the room's in his name. And so he's like, we have to do this. And I'm trying to, like, you know, help around. I'm being a sweet girl. And I'm like, so we got to leave? He's like, no, we don't have to leave. Because right now, what I didn't realize was. He was making up shit about us going to be getting kicked out so that the stream would leave so that he could have the room all to himself. And then he, like, before we left, he told everybody, you know, we can come back here later. But he's like, mute your thing. And everybody muted their shit. except Shooter, the driver of the RV. He didn't mute his shit. So he got the whole conversation of him being like, hey, we're going to tell everybody we got kicked out and we can just come back here later. It was like he was just lying and bullshitting about stuff. So that was cool.
He act like we're...
You think
different.
It was the neighbors?
I don't know who the fuck it was. I'm about to find out.
At least Ibisi could have said it to my face. But he had to tell Shooter to kick me out. I mean, I don't know.
I think a lot of the RV was done with Captain because he was talking about leaving the night before and then came back like the next day. So they were like, I don't know about this guy. But that they ended up dealing with him the way they did later. But so this is Captain not allowed in the hotel room. We're all in the hotel room. Things progress. I think EBZ, that was EBZ talking to the cops. The cops got called. We're hanging out in the hotel room. It gets worse. The security lady comes in. We leave the hotel room thinking that we're kicked out, but really we're just going to back to the RV. We get in the RV. EBZ doesn't show up here. He goes immediately back to the hotel. We're all, like, that was like a firecracker that went off an M80.
Yeah.
They lit an M80 off in the fucking room. Everybody just got really wasted drunk. The cops came there. The cops were really nice.
O'Day?
O'Day, yeah.
Nice
we had a...
What's
yeah.
the popping sound?
We had some these things here. Like, these were popping open.
Billy, sit down for the 24, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Sit
down
for the 24
cam.
Wait, you guys, like,
was blocking the cam.
Live streaming YouTube guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're live streaming.
How do you know about us?
There is another call,
the
Howard Johnson or something.
Oh,
Liar.
That was earlier.
Yeah,
I was
talking
to
EBC. It's all bullshit.
Gotcha.
That's a happy looking police.
Yeah, he was really nice.
Dude, Billy and Joe met this one cop in Bellevue that was like 6'10".
Yeah, giant man.
He was so huge. Like, these two looked super short next to him.
Yeah, giant man.
Yeah, it was crazy.
This is good.
And he was big, like.
This is good here, this officer interaction.
I always had some milk duds. Alrighty, guys. Well, we'll get out of your hair.
We'll get out of your hair.
That's the nicest combat ever.
What are you planning on doing?
Hey, scram, dude.
Blade's passed out drunk like scram. The cop leaves.
Get out of here, dude.
Tristan Taylor, right?
That's right.
Oh, this guy got dared to lick Blade's toe.
Oh, the one that's like falling off.
Yeah, cheers. So the toe's...
Oh, why is it covered?
The toe's covered because it's that gruesomely gross. Oh, it's that bad.
Fucking bitches in the stable.
Hey, are you dumb? Watch Tristan.
Are you fucking dumb?
God, this is gross.
Tristan.
And this new guy, this new stream sniper, Tristan.
My guy.
Imagine being that desperate.
All right, can I get a countdown, boys?
My guy had 82 followers when he showed up, and he has over 1,000
now. 2, 1.
Oh.
Toe update.
And you know what? If you don't want to fucking send me $20, get the fuck out. Yeah. Get the fuck out, dude. It's not that big of a fucking deal.
Every time you're asking me for money,
it's not that
fucking
big of a deal.
I have given
don't
it
be
to
a
you.
Fucking cheap ass, bro. Don't be a fucking cheap ass. That's bullshit.
I'll give you $20. I will, bro.
$20, guys. $20, dude.
I know.
It's not that big of a
deal. Yeah, they're like eating, like, Captain's been making the most money out of everybody. More than Blade, even, because he streams all the time.
Uh-huh.
Blade's been making decent money. The other guys aren't making that great of money. So, like, Blade and Captain have been paying for all the gas. And
they kicked out one of their people.
Yeah, one of the main guys. So
that, like, was making the most money.
Yeah, so now Blade will probably end up paying for all the gas.
That's so dumb.
If you were wondering all this time where EBZ disappeared to when the group were drinking in the RV, he went to a hotel. It was back to the hotel that he claimed we got kicked out of, right? So he just kept the room to himself. He got us in the RV and then just went back alone to go night-night and have, like, a sleep stream. So that was the content king right there, the guy that's cucking everybody else's content, cutting off all their cams, telling them to turn off their shit. He just goes home and bed streams.
Toe and teeth pics of Blade going to not safe for work in the DP Discord. If you guys want to join the DP Discord and look at these fucking disgusting photos in the NSFW room, be my guest. Link in the description.
So this is like what crescendoed, is that the word? into the next morning. This was all the buildup, you know. He was out there pressing these little guys. He was trying to get in. I show up. He was actually being nice to me the first night, and then he was disappearing. He was making every point to get away from me and everybody else. Being alone, being at the front desk, talking to the front desk, talking to the police, going back to the hotel alone once we're back in the RV. He wanted the distance, you know. And so the first night was very uneventful. And then the next morning, I think he reflected on what I was doing, and he saw me, you know, out of the dress and stuff. And I think he kind of knew who I was more of, and that's when he approaches me in this next video, right?
In a very different manner.
Yeah.
Yeah, here it is.
I mean, so he's saying, are you saying you're more intimidating as a woman than a man?
Maybe. Maybe I'm sexually intimidating.
To him.
I got my bra in there, I think. That's how this video starts. So I'm going to get my bra.
You put it on your head, and that's the thumbnail for this stream.
Yeah. I had to go get my bra.
What size is it?
Double D. I wonder if this is where EBZ's realizing I was the girl last night.
Wait, I almost fucked him.
I'm not sure.
So this Betty thing you came is yesterday. What was that?
Billy the Fridge, who drove from Seattle to Portland to troll the group on the RV the night before, is questioned by EBZ. Billy dressed up as a girl named Betty, a friend of EBZ's. Check highlights and description for reference. I guess there's a reference to that Betty. But yeah, he's like, so this Betty character, was that to troll me? That's what he's asking here.
Last time I came to meet these guys,
you do
I was
not
Ashley.
Have a friend named Betty, right?
Well, they said Betty, yeah. They said,
so did you come to troll me?
Yeah.
EBZ looks like he's as tall as I am.
Yeah, he's like, you come to troll me? I'm like, yeah, yeah, you know? I'm trying to answer his questions very seriously, being a good fridge boy, because this is the first time he really is approaching me with any sort of malice aggression. Or anger. So I'm like, yeah, come on, let's go. Let's roll with it. Let's see where this goes.
Yeah, that's what the chat said. They were like, go as Betty.
There's Blade.
Last time I came to make Ashley money to for when I met Blade. So they're like, you got to be Betty this time.
Because last time I met up in the drag, I met Blade and content.
What'd you call yourself then?
I was Ashley because Blade was dating a girl named Ashley. He had a thing for a girl named Ashley. So
that's
I came
the name
in.
They were using when they were calling the restaurants I was in.
Ashley. Yeah. So as Ashley, I was Ashley then, and this time I was going to be Ashley again. They're like, bring back Ashley to press EBZ. That's what the crowd wanted. And I came back as Betty because that was EBZ's friend.
And I was like, yeah, let's do it.
Kim is Ashley.
Well, because you're the new person I didn't meet. I met everybody else. Right. So, I had to...
Dude, EBZ, you're showing your butt to the camera.
Oh, man. Yeah. I got that EBZ ass shot.
Yeah.
I did.
Why does Blake keep walking by with his plate of food or whatever that
just,
is?
We're waiting for the RV to get unlocked because it's locked up, so they can't get in yet. So I'm coming over here getting ready to get my bra because I need my bra. So I'm waiting for the RV to get unlocked by Shooter because they went in to eat.
Actually, it was in October, I think, or maybe it was November. It might have been November when they came to Bellevue, and I had this same get up.
Like a fucking Star Wars princess.
Got the
right
bra.
Now.
I look very cool pretty with the bra.
On Medallia or something? Hell yeah. It's pretty lit.
We just came to that door for us.
Yeah.
I was like, this is territory.
Yeah.
Oh, now he's doing the don't film me. Yeah. I'm not streaming.
Billy, please walk away. I don't want to be on your stream.
Oh yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, I'm like talking to the Shooter. Yeah, fuck off.
Yeah, fuck off.
Yeah.
I have to move
he's
away
a real
from
prima donna, though. He thinks he's special.
He's off camera. So I have to make sure to get him off camera. So I'll just sit here with the camera pointed towards him. So he'll think I'm actually filming him. But I'm not, because that's a sweet boy thing to do.
It's all like me filming away.
So I'm filming away, filming me, but I have the camera like my the other side of the camera pointed directly at him.
Yeah.
So like as I'm talking to them right now, it's on me, but to him it looks like I'm pointed right at them.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm explaining to the viewers. I'm explaining that I'm controlling the fuck out of them.
And by the way, it only gets better from here on, and we're gonna play it in a second. Everyone, please like the stream, and if you're not subscribed, please subscribe for all the amazing content. This is where, you know, we go over clips and news, but we also review IRL streaming now that it's kind of a part of this channel, and we also do this channel's featured on IP2. We're probably one of the few channels on IP2 like this.
I know that Adam22, his podcast gets on there too. So there's some affiliation.
But damn, we got we're on the same network as Sweet Aaron. That's how we knew we made it to the big time.
We made it, baby. But this is me filming them and me talking to my chat, knowing that it's gonna escalate. Right?
But I think I'm directed right at him. It's kind of funny, actually. But he won't know that I'm really actually Princess Leia.
I'm loving the bra in my head.
Smart. Yeah, and the bun, like, up.
I look right.
I have the front bun.
Almost like a Clefairy from Pokemon.
It looks like an Elvis haircut, almost.
It's so weird looking. Like, how do you take me seriously at all? That just adds to the element of this whole thing.
I like
thing.
How you're saying it, like, really deadpan, too. Like, I look like... Oh, and you just said it really deadpan. I like that.
Oh, yeah. That looks really good.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so cute.
I'm so goddamn, you're so fucking good.
I'm so cute. I'm going to throw this bra on my car.
I've had enough of the bra.
Yeah.
Because I don't want the bra to get snatched when the inevitable fight happens, right? You think. Now I'm just full Elvis with a pelvis.
Hey, Captain, are you live?
Yes, I am.
You are? All right.
Yeah, okay. So he was allowed to be live and talk to him, but he was singling you out.
He has it in his pocket, camera off, recording the audio. He's not really allowed. I don't think EBZ knew the audio was on. So I was just coming back in like, hey, Cap, are you live? You know, because it's me and Cap and everybody else too. EBZ can have his special time making it. He's only talking to Cap.
He already had a night to himself in the hotel when he lied to everyone so he could have it alone, right?
I thought he was talking to Cap here about like Cap being on the RV later, but he's just pressing him more about the butt stuff. Like, and he's doing that because he tried to press me earlier and I wasn't having it. So he went and picked the fucking weakest guy in the group and went after him to gain some of his masculinity back, right? And I'm like, okay, Cap's over here getting the runaround. I've gave them enough time to talk. I'm going back in.
All right.
Just making sure. All right.
Bro, please.
What was that? With the camera, we're in public. We're in public right now. This is public. Go get a room. Go get a room. This is public. He's on stream.
Let's talk over here. Are you still willing to talk or you're good?
No, I'll talk to you for sure, brother.
Alright, I mean, if you're good, you're good.
No, listen, you know,
I've
honestly, something that I
want to do. When Shooter came out, she was like, what's going on? I'm like, we're in public. We're in public.
I honestly thought,
just tired of being fucking pushed away.
Are you getting pushed away
right now? We're behind you. I'm like, fuck you. You are behind me.
Yeah.
And you're beneath me too. Content God.
Wow. You're laying it on really thick.
Yeah.
Psych.
Just kidding. I'm not. Just kidding. I am.
Billy the Fridge.
Treating EBZ as he treats others. You won't get the irony.
Well... EBZ approaches Billy the Fridge on why he keeps recording him while EBZ is having a private conversation with Captain Content. $50 dono by simply here. They're just throwing money at me. It was very sweet. This is where it starts to get good because, like, this is where EBZ finally comes up
you
in
guys
my face
are the
after
best.
All this.
I just shot beer out of my nose.
Thank you.
Hell yeah, Sean
Stacks.
So here we go in.
My man, Billy.
Red Scare.
My man.
Grassy, grassy.
My man.
This is where the interview comes in.
I'm trying to avoid you, right?
Yeah, no.
Okay, and you're trying to come closer to me?
Well,
It is public.
The internet thinks that you're like cucking content and stuff.
That's
right?
What they think, but
yeah.
You're here.
Yeah.
And you know I'm trying to avoid you, right?
Well,
that's why I've walked away. And
I assume,
keep
yeah.
Your camera.
Yeah.
Okay. Why do you keep doing that?
Because chat is interested in your shit. And
you know I don't want them to be. That's why I'm not live, right?
Well, that's crazy because I'm live and Captain was live and you came up to
yeah,
us.
Yeah, his phone is in his pocket.
Well, yeah, but he was live when you came up.
So what's going on with you right now?
I'm trying to walk a fine line between telling you to fuck off and enjoying my stream.
Oh, and here, what he says next.
Yeah.
He thinks it sounds so dumb.
This is where he goes to the next level.
Yeah, yeah. This is where the bullying comes in. Here it is.
I'm trying to walk a fine line between you telling me to fuck off and punching me in the face.
You're going to punch me in the face? That's against the law.
You're right.
That's illegal.
That's why I'm walking away from you.
Yeah.
A lot of people are like, oh, Billy hid behind, Billy's calling, threatened to call the police. Billy threatened to call the police. I didn't threaten to call the police, okay? I pointed out that he's too pussy to hit somebody.
That's illegal.
I said, look, you're not going to hit me. That's against the law. And immediately he said, that's right. And I wasn't doing that because I was threatening to call the cops. Or else I said, I'll call the fucking cops. I was doing that to show you what a fucking bitch he is. And all these other guys that are getting pressed, literally all they had to say is like, look, dude, you're going to break the law. If you hit me, that's against the law. And he's going to piss off and be a little bitch about it. I'm standing up right now because he was bullying all them other dudes and trying to get away with it using this strength against weak people. That's bullshit. I nullified his strength because I'm a giant. And then I left him with his words, and his words got fucking shut down too.
Chill. You're right.
Chill,
please, let's continue our conversation.
Yes, sir. Go over there, guys, please.
Come on, DC. You know?
Get my slapping hand ready.
Huh?
I'm like, let's warm this motherfucker up.
Should pour some baby powder on it. Come
know.
With it.
I'm like, let's warm this motherfucker up.
I just want you guys to be within earshot so my donos can, like, they know that you'll hear them.
Shut up, EBC.
See, that's the money right there.
Because my shit was...
Because if you want to know, you've put your hands on people before, right?
Oh,
And so people were like, see if he slaps you, Billy. And you
did.
Bet you won't sock him, bro.
Yeah, what I was saying was, you're obviously not the bad guy if you won't hit me. Oh, it's my...
this guy came in and fucking stumbled me, too.
Yeah,
it's just
we'll
leave.
Get out of here.
Sorry about that.
We just ate some food.
You can park it right there.
Yeah, no, understand. We're not squatting or anything.
Okay.
Yeah. We're getting ready to roll out.
All right, cool.
Yeah,
there are a lot of squatters in Portland, like, living in RVs and shit. Yeah. So
it's just Chad thinks it's funny that you put your hands on other people. Like, why do you do that? Why do you feel like it's okay for you to hit people?
And you want me to hit you.
No, I don't want you to hit me.
Yeah,
I want...
And then he starts going, oh, what are you saying? You want me to hit you? It's like, how are you saying that?
Yeah.
You're calling him a piece of shit for hitting people.
I don't not want him to hit me, but I'm gonna ask him to fucking hit me.
Right.
I'm not gonna be like, yeah, fucking hit me, bro.
Start socking me.
Yeah. I'm not gonna say that shit. That's stupid. I can do whatever the fuck I want because I'm the fucking big dog here. I don't give a fuck, dude.
I want to know why you feel like it's okay to hit people.
Why are we having this conversation? You want me to hit you?
Well, because you came up to me like you realized I could have punched you, and I'm like,
you want me to hit you too?
No.
So what the fuck are we talking about?
We're talking about the fact that you have put your hands on people. What's that about?
Oh, this is content.
This is content?
That's what it is, right?
Yeah, why do you put your hands on people?
EBZ, Simp Daddy. Bad Lottie. Be a sweet.
Yeah. No,
he starts walking up like, what about it, Papa? What's up, Papa? What's up, Papa?
Look at the look on his face.
Oh, yeah.
He's mad. He's a
angry.
Mad boy.
Yeah, he's
mad.
Angry.
PTSDB.
Look at him, dude. He looks like a fucking movie villain here. The look on his face.
Oh, yeah.
Is so sinister right now.
Yeah.
EBZ.
Where you at?
EBZ, Simp Daddy.
This is Longville Fridge.
Be a sweet boy, EBZ.
You like to hit people. Why do you do that?
PTSDBZ.
This is an interview.
PTSDBZ.
PTSDBZ, yeah.
Ew. EBZ, Simp Daddy. bad laddie.
You have a problem where you can't work with words? I thought you were a rapper.
PTSDBZ.
You can't use words? Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is.
Daddy.
Fuck yeah, he is. This is content. You said it.
Boy, EBZ.
You look at the content. Why are you filming? He's like, are you filming? I was like, fuck yeah, he is. Fuck yeah, he is. It's content, yeah. Bitch.
DBZ.
Billy the Fridge.
Sorry about that.
Fighting in any form is legal in Portland.
I do not believe this is true. I do not believe in any form.
Yeah.
I mean, I do believe I've seen people fighting at these riots that happen in Portland and getting arrested.
No tickets or jail or anything.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah?
Such a lie. It's not like Mad Max or something over there, you know?
Combat laws.
Oh, okay.
Fight EBZ no cap.
That sounds like Billy was me last year trying to get me to hit God of Cringe. Hit him, we'll get you out of jail. Punch him, we'll get you out of jail.
Yeah. You invited God of Cringe, right?
Yeah.
Content. You invited him so Pitmonk can punch him.
Billy wasn't. Everybody else was like, Pimp. Everybody was like, Pimp, don't hit him. Don't hit him. Billy was like, hit him. We'll get you out of jail.
Hell yeah.
It's Washington. I think it's legal if they.
Really? Fuck off, EBZ.
My dildo is coming up.
You get some
hey,
good tips,
Schmidt. Though. What's up, Schmidt?
We're going to go shower and shit. I'll hit you up later.
Yeah.
All right. Let's have a good one. All right.
Captain, you're going to.
I'm gonna ride with this guy's.
Alright.
I don't give a fuck.
Is it just me or does EBZ look like a scuffed version of Seal? With his kiss.
He does!
Yes, he does.
He does look like Seal.
I've been kissed by a rope. Yeah, it's definitely a scuffed Seal thing. That's people have been saying that for a while.
You're leaving to Seattle?
I don't know where I'm going. I'll probably stick around for a while. Depends on what happens.
Challenge EBZ to a freestyle battle. If he refuses to.
That would have been hilarious. So he is a rapper? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, yeah, he's a rapper. He puts out rap stuff. I don't know.
Have we heard
is
it?
Is he any good?
It's out there, yeah. Is he any good? I mean, he's not the worst rapper ever, but he could probably get on Cringe Rap segment.
Oh, okay.
Possibly. Taunt him
you
in
know,
rhyme.
After tonight, he's going to come at you worse, right? He's going to be pissed off.
Well, he's driving up to Seattle right now.
Is he?
Yeah.
He wants to fuck dudes, but he hates himself, so he hits dudes instead. What a New Zealand cigarette.
I do think that he might have latent homosexual tendencies. If not, he's just really conditioned to hate gay
people.
So
a New Zealand cigarette is the same thing as a UK cigarette, right? Is it the same?
Maybe.
What,
I don't know.
You know what they call them there, right?
I know what they call them there.
What? What then?
Naughty words.
Assert your skills.
It was a $100 dono? Awesome.
Billy the Fridge!
EBZ, stop being a simp. You are we taught it? You are sofa king, we taught
it. You are sofa king, we taught it.
I don't know what that means.
I think we gotta get off this property.
That's illegal.
At least.
I
was thinking. Expose what they were talking about. We hate this muting shit. Shooter is an idiot for siding with EBZ.
So the EBZ stuff is done now, right?
What do you mean?
Like this on this video, on this video.
Oh
I
yeah,
have
yeah,
other.
Yeah, yeah. This is me driving Captain Content back
Captain
to Seattle
Content
because
got
he
kicked
got
out
kicked
of
off.
The. Yeah, he got kicked out of the RV because I don't know why. Why would they kick out one of the people making the most money and keep EBZ?
Well, I think that they figure maybe if Captain's not there, then they'll get more donos. And he like there was a time where Blade was streaming and Captain had like his stream going at the same time and his donos would come in and cut through Blade's stream, which I think is kind of messed up because Blade is pretty much the reason everybody's watching. And if Captain believed he was the reason everybody was watching, I could see him not giving a fuck about Blade's stream. But even him himself was like, I need the RV, man. People care about me more when I'm around Blade, you know? And I'm like, well, if that's the case, maybe you should have turned your shit off during his stream. You know, there's a way to handle Blade where, like, you can make a ton more donos by coming in after he can't control his stream anymore.
When he's done.
When he's done, you come in and you keep the stream going. That's the way to stream with Blade. I did it the first night I was there Sunday night, and it worked out really well for me.
So now EBZ instead of – you saw how EBZ backed down. He backed down. Now there's a later clip where he tells a totally different story, and here it is.
I didn't press Billy. You know that motherfucker to call the cops immediately, man. What are you talking about? He came here with an intention. What do you mean you didn't press him? Did you hear the conversation?
I
So what are you saying? I would have called the cops? Like,
he's saying he didn't press you. He just backed off. But that's because he knew you came there with a plan to piss him off, to attack you, so you could call the cops on
him. I came there with a plan to confront him with the things that he wasn't able to deal with and the weaker people with a stronger person so he could learn how to deal with them. Because the one thing he had over those guys is they were afraid of him and he could press them. I took that level of fear away and I let him deal with the things he was worried about with those guys with somebody he couldn't confront with violence so he could actually process. I was doing him a favor. He wants to say I called the police on him. I wasn't going to call the cops. Like, right? That wasn't my plan. When I told him that it was illegal, and then he's like, that's right. You're right. It is illegal. I was like, yeah, I was just pointing out what a little bitch you are. Because here's the thing. If somebody told me something was illegal, that wouldn't stop me from doing it if I felt like I was going to do it beforehand. Being reminded that shit's illegal. Oh, yeah. Well, it was illegal when you were going to do it in the first place, you dumb fuck.
Right.
I just reminded you, and now all of a sudden you're scared again? Piss off, bitch. If you're going to hit me, fucking hit me. Deal with the illegal ramifications if the cops come, if I call the cops, or if I whoop your fucking ass for putting hands on me. Deal with it, right? But you didn't want that. You wanted every reason not to touch me when you had no problem putting your hands on those other guys. Think about it. Think about it, bro. Think about it. And then think about this. Because he's saying I call the cops on him. Roll the next clip, Benjamin.
You bitch. You know what? I'm going to call the police on your dumb ass.
So he hit this woman on an electric scooter.
He hit this woman on an electric scooter, and then he calls the police on her.
Right.
Nah, you stupid bitch. Shut the fuck up. It's on camera. You shouldn't have put your fucking hands on me, you dumb bitch.
You just ran.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
Calling the cops on a woman.
Yeah, what the fuck would he do if everyone who he put his hands on called the cops?
Fuck this guy. He's a fucking pussy. The reason he didn't hit me is because he knew he'd get his fucking ass whooped. And he's coming to see, he's in Seattle right now. Ooh. I'll probably see him. I'll probably see him again. But guess what? It doesn't fucking matter. Because this time, I'll call the cops twice as fast. Or I won't. You won't fucking know till you do something.
Oh, shit.
Shut the fuck up, you stupid bitch.
And he's talking to this woman really aggressive. He wasn't that aggressive with you. That's such a fucking punk.
Dumb bitch.
Yeah.
On the sidewalk. Here you are. On the sidewalk.
Let's call it, bitch. Let's call it.
Calling the cops on a woman.
Shut the fuck up. Wait for them to come, bitch.
Oh, he's so aggressive here. 911
emergency. He's calling 911 for this, too.
Call 911 on a woman he bumped into on a scooter. He bumped into her on a scooter, and she, like, smacked at him for bumping into her.
Nobody's injured, and nobody's being attacked or anything.
I'm a sweet boy.
You don't call 911.
I'm not. I have no plans on fighting EBZ. I don't want to fight EBZ. I want him to know that fighting is illegal, so he might not try and fight all these little guys that he feels comfortable putting hands on.
I want to report
an
assault.
That's all I'm doing, man. I'm pointing out a fucking bully.
I'm on Ocean. I'm on Ocean and Wilshire Boulevard.
Who assaulted you?
This lady. I was driving a scooter down the sidewalk, and she grabbed my arm.
He ran into me.
Right.
He ran into me.
Yeah. Don't hide behind me calling the cops on you, bad boy, because you're the one that calls the fucking cops. We got video proof right here, bad boy.
Wow. Wow. So fucking owned.
Ran into me on the scooter on the sidewalk.
Right. Ebenezer.
You're not supposed to be on the sidewalk. I was in front of you.
Why don't you shut the fuck up until they get here?
He does like to tell people when they can talk.
Right.
That's
And when they can stream.
Yeah.
When they can do anything. He wants to, like, control what everybody does around
him. He's good at telling.
Here.
He can tell people when to stream. He can tell people when to shut up. He can tell the cops that a woman put her little hands on him. Oh, yeah. Anyways, everybody, this was the saga that we had to go through this weekend. I was down in Portland during the time off. I went the day after last Saturday's show. I drove down in a fucking dress and a wig. Because why not hit up a homophobic guy with make him confront his demons, make him confront his fears when he wants to slap around little Portland Andy or threaten little Captain Content. I gave Captain Content a fucking pepper spray, too.
You did?
I was like, hey, bro. I went down with a pepper spray on my neck, and I was like, you know, because a woman protects herself. And then, like, I got there within an hour of being there. I was like, content, you need this. You need this more than I do.
Right.
Here's your little get out of jail free card.
Oh, my God.
He presses you again.
Yeah.
The whole weekend when he was like getting talked to by EBZ, I was like checking to see if he had his hands in his pocket, if he was ready to grab it. Cause I was like, here's the only rule. You can't use it on me.
Right. Oh, my God. If that happens, that clip, that'd be a pretty hilarious clip to watch.
I don't know. I just want Captain to feel more confident because he gets a little scared sometimes, and it's because he's not a fighter. He's not. I'm not a fighter either, but I'm not a fucking backer downer.
Backer downer. Let's read the donos and then we'll move on to the next
thing.
The donos
read themselves.
Oh, yeah.
You have it set on all
read.
Oh,
you know what? They are. I forgot to change it back because of my IRL stream that I did.
Yeah, so all those $20 donos were extra special today.
They were extra, extra special.
Thank you guys
I totally forgot, and I'm going to fix that really quick, actually.
Thank you guys for that. But everybody watching, that was just us going through the recent events involving me. So I wanted you guys to be caught up in case you haven't been following this saga. It could go further. They're in Seattle now, and I don't know anybody in Seattle, so it might be weird if I go out in public because I don't think I have anybody to go out with here that could protect me if EBZ comes out.
You don't have
I don't
Joe
know
and... I mean, like, let's roll.
it's not about rolling, right? I'm just saying, like, it's...
Dude, is Joe... Oh.
I don't know what's going to happen. I'm just saying, you might want to tune in!
It's no. about rolling.
I'm just kidding, guys. We're all good friends. We're all good buddies. EBZ...
It's all kayfabe.
EBZ just, you know, he was flexing on people, and I don't like that. I want people to have fun. I'm all about people having fun. My main goal is to make people laugh and make people smile. That's my tool. That's my skill. But that's not my only tool. That's not my only skill. Don't act like I'm just the clown, man. I choose that life. I choose the clown life. Pimp Monk, I'm so glad you showed up tonight.
When I was IRL streaming in Capitol Hill on Saturday, I think, or no,
Sunday.
Yeah. I met this homeless guy and I like hung out on the corner with him while he said crazy shit to people and asked for money. That was pretty good. And then like there was this dude that was totally out of it on something. And he could barely stand up. He could barely like form sentences, but he was wearing super new looking clothes, like super clean, new looking clothes. And the guy was like, where'd you get those new clothes? it was a pretty interesting time. I talked to him about Phoenix Jones. He told me a story about when a Samoan guy beat up Phoenix Jones.
Oh, really?
Really bad. Yeah.
Damn.
I'm sure there was a few times where Phoenix Jones met his match.
Oh, yeah. He, you know, he's not like
a real superhero.
He doesn't have superpowers.
Right.
He's just a confident man that wants to do something for the world. And will
provide other things to the world, too.
I hope he beats this case against him. Nobody should
I would like to meet this guy, though.
EBZ?
Yeah.
Should we invite him to the meetup?
Yeah, we should, man.
As our guest of honor.
Yeah, he could be our, I don't know.
I would film him. I guarantee I would record him.
I mean, okay, if he would actually come to our meetup, which I don't think he would, it would have to be in like a gay bar or something. And we just wouldn't tell him. You know what I mean?
Well,
or like have like a drag show going on.
If they go on Capitol Hill, it's going to be so gay everywhere. How is he going to live with that?
Where is he going to go? Like,
I don't know. Like, there's a lot of places in Seattle that, you know, are basically everywhere is gay friendly here, right?
Friendly.
But like Capitol Hill.
Most places are now.
Capitol Hill is like, there's rainbows in the road. If you're homophobic.
The crosswalks, yeah.
If you're homophobic, it's not going to be good. It's not going to be good for you.
I would go and act like a pussy to where he would try to intimidate me.
Bat Boy says Billy was going to snitch if EBZ had put the hurt on him. Bat Boy. I never said I was going to call the cops. I just told him it was illegal, and he fucking...
That's illegal.
I said, you're not going to hit me. That's against the law. I never said I was going to call the cops. I just pointed out that he's breaking the law when he presses people and hits people, and he was like, you're right. I was just exposing another weakness in a fucking bully's arsenal.
You proved the age-old thing. A lot of guys, and Billy, you know this, a lot of people, and man, you know this, if they think you're going to punk out or pussy out, they're going to make it worse and pick on your ass. But yeah. Billy showed him, hey, I'm a guy that ain't going to fucking back down from you. What happened? He wasn't that aggressive with Billy because he'd seen that there was somebody there that is not scared of him. And that happens so much with people.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you did what you did. I really am, because you proved that he was just bullying because he could.
Yeah. And anybody who says I was going to call the cops on him, you're a fucking dumbass. We just showed you a clip of him calling the cops on a random woman he hit with a fucking scooter. So don't even play that shit with
me. And the way he talked to that woman was so disgusting, too, by the way. Yeah. It was, somebody should have slapped his fucking ass for that.
Yeah. If she hit him with the scooter, you know, you don't react that way. He hit her ass with a scooter.
Dude, I want
to
see...
Little bitty woman, and you sit there and you told him to fuck off, and he said, shit. There's a little bitty woman, you bitch.
I want to see EBZ versus Joe more than McGregor Mayweather.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That was fucking nuts. He don't care, dude.
Get on up.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
That was our long ass antagonist segment for the day. Because it was kind of like a news segment, too.
I did want to announce one of the matches for actual Mania coming up this Friday on pay-per-view. I just want to let you guys know one of the matches on the card. It's the Cringerweight title match. Our Cringerweight champion, Egghead, reigning, defending Cringerweight champion, Egghead, will be taking on two combatants in a triple threat match, which means one of these combatants could pull a Ralph Nader and cause Egghead to lose. If the other person gets enough votes, it could be that way. And he'll be taking on Lucien Hadebach, also known as Corpse Midget. And someone that we've all forgotten about, a guy that goes by the name of Free Press Media. I'm going to play a little clip of his to remind everybody who this is, an Egghead. This dude, I think, is objectively more cringy than you. All right, here we go.
Great news, everybody. I got my book, Let's Use Free Speech to Bust Cunts, translated into Arabic. Yes, I've been trying to get some of my books into Saudi Arabia and into Bahrain. I've been trying various advertising methods to get them there. For example, I'm trying to advertise with the Saudi religious police because I read...
He's trying to sell a book called Busting Cunts to the Saudi religious police, where, like, all pornographic shit's illegal anyway.
That's smart, because the market's not open over there. It's very close.
Okay. An article from the Associated Press about how some police agencies are selling ads. So I thought, hey, I'd approach them. Saudi Arabia doesn't have erotica in it, so it's a great marketing opportunity.
No, they don't have it. It's not that it's an untapped market. It's illegal there.
Illegal.
It's illegal!
Opportunity.
Women aren't even allowed to leave the house without having their face covered up.
Yeah, so, Egghead.
Thus, I got my book, Let's Use Free Speech to Bust Cunts, translated into Arabic to better...
Let's use free speech to bust cunts.
...facilitate that process, and also to reach other Arabic speakers who want free speech material, who want to read about...
This is the free speech stud.
Oh, by the way, I jumped... Yeah, the free speech stud begs Adidas Sarkeesian. I love that. man, there's a treasure trove of videos to pick for actual Mania, too. Yeah. By the way, I went into Cobb's live stream today and told him that he's the actual Mania champion, and he was just kind of like, oh, that's interesting. Like,
that's interesting.
He was talking with a ventriloquist puppet. Yeah. It was really weird.
He had that puppet and a sex doll out one day. It was pretty weird.
Yeah. Really one, erotica, as freedom of speech is a birthright of everyone. Everyone has...
Not in Saudi Arabia. You're wasting your time.
He's the free speech stud.
The right to access erotica and cunt bust.
I wonder what's more illegal in Saudi Arabia, porn or free speech?
Doesn't it make you feel icky every time he says cunt busting? Mm-hmm. Ladies, any ladies out there watching this right now, this dude wants to bust your cunt.
Just
all right.
Asking that.
Just think about that.
Just asking that of the ladies is unfitting, let alone him doing it.
I think they're all going to get like, well, there you go, moist. They're all moist.
Stop.
Erotica in particular. I'm also in the process.
Yeah, I think Egghead's going to lose.
Well, it's stacked against him because the other opponent is freaking Corpse Midge.
Yeah, dude, I think he's going to lose.
That's There's no way Egghead. He wins this one. You're done.
He doesn't win this one.
You're done, Egghead. You beat the God of Cringe. You made it look easy. Well, guess what? Hard mode has been initiated.
Yes.
I can't believe he beat the God of Cringe, though. Good God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got to go.
That is the worst human being on the planet.
Yeah, we watched a video where he went. He had the cops called on him for not paying like less than $2.
He is
on a
such
bill.
A shit.
All the girls in chat right now.
Before, yeah. Oh, are they turned on by
all the girls are splooshing to the free speech stud.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they're,
I guess I misjudged him.
He might be the Shawn Michaels champion.
That should be his Shawn entrance Michaels music.
Sexy boy.
Translating my book, Mr. Free Speech Stud bangs Miss Anita Sarkeesian into Arabic as well.
So his other book, Mr. Free Speech Stud, he's going to have translated into Arabic.
Yeah.
He wants to, and he's going to bang Anita Sarkeesian.
He made one about Jacqueline Glenn, too.
God.
Oh.
Yeah,
well,
he did.
Can't blame him. Jacqueline Glenn's kind of hot, I get it.
And hopefully that book will find its way into Saudi Arabia. Wouldn't that be awesome, my friends?
This is like the Cool Cat creator, Daddy Derek, but for rapey fanfic.
Could
porn.
You imagine some yeah. Saudi dude jerking off to his book? Because oh, that's like the only erotic fiction they can get their hands on.
Fuck it, this Anita Sarkeesian yeah. bitch.
Jacqueline Glenn. Jacqueline Glenn.
No.
It's like, what the fuck? Like, who is this Jacqueline Glenn you speak of? You know?
I thought you said Chocolate Glenn.
Chocolate Glenn, want a frisk.
Chocolate Glenn.
Chocolate Glenn.
Open Bob's and lasagna, Chocolate Glenn.
Oh, my God.
Chocolate Glenn.
Yeah,
open
dude.
Bob's and lasagna, Chocolate Glenn.
Come to cam, please. Come to cam, please.
Come to cam, Chocolate Glenn. Chocolate Glenn.
Open Bob's and vagine.
Open Bob's and vagine.
Open Bob's and lasagna. Yeah.
Lasagna.
Open Bob's and lasagna.
Peace out. Good evening. Good afternoon. Good morning, wherever you may be. Long live free speech.
Yeah.
Woo.
Woo.
Yeah, he's going to beat Egghead.
Forget this.
He's going to jerk off to his own erotica.
It's him and Corpse. Him and Corpsey.
Yeah, no. But here's the thing. Like, who's gonna be the spoiler? Like, imagine Egghead gets more votes than anybody else, but the other two combined get more votes than him,
well,
right?
That doesn't count. It's not a handicap match. It's a three-way.
Oh, damn it. So it's not a handicap match.
No, it's a three-way.
So it's whoever gets the most votes.
Well, yeah. But that's why you Ralph Nader him, because if he got 40 votes and Corpse Bridger got 45 and this guy got 5%, or if he got 30 and this guy got 20... And
right.
then Corpse got 50 or something, or like 40, you know, that's where the numbers throw you off. It's a triple threat match. Yeah, well, I mean, we're not.
I mean,
we wanted him to lose that bad, we just put him in handicap matches. I just strip him of the title and take it myself.
What I do want to do is for the next Actual Mania following Actual Mania 5 coming up this Friday on pay-per-view. Whoever comes in second place gets to take on the winner 1-1. One-on-one. the next month.
No, if they get second place, they'll get another fucking chance.
You don't think so?
No, because if they can't beat them,
there's not a. Well, hold on though. What if the champ loses? He doesn't get a rematch clause. There's no rematch clause for the champ.
He can get a rematch, but that's against the winner.
Right. If you ain't first,
that's how the
last,
rematch
man.
Works. Yeah.
If you ain't first, you're last, man.
Yeah. Here's the thing. If you can't beat him in a triple threat, you don't get another shot. There's enough cringe out there. We're not dipping back in the well. We're not dipping back in the well. We're not giving a loser. We're not giving a loser a second chance unless it's Egghead, because he is a loser. Ben, my farts pouring out today.
Don't pretend like this is different than any other time.
Well, they're especially bad today.
You fart all the fucking time.
I ate so poorly in Portland yesterday.
I saw you eating bread.
Yeah, I had a Philly cheesesteak. Oh man, my body is not liking it.
So Nick Fuentes, popular alt-right streamer Nick Fuentes, had his YouTube channel banned, I believe last week. There are some interesting theories on this, because a lot of people believe it was JF that flagged his channel into oblivion. Hmm. And I'll play a little bit of video on this in a second. I don't agree with anything Nick Fuentes. I'm sure there's some things me and Nick Fuentes agree on, but I don't agree with a lot of his stuff. But I don't want him kicked off YouTube.
No.
I don't want him kicked off YouTube.
I mean, I don't want...
For one thing, I like laughing at his dumb shit that he makes. And by the way, another match at Actual Mania. Another match at Actual Mania. The defending tag team champions, JF and Mama JF.
Versus
Nick Fuentes and Catboy.
Yes. Yes, that's
Lolly Socks, he's basic red pilled. So here's JF talking about Nick Fuentes. Check this out.
Personal one. It was not one where I never intended that my crowd would join me on that. I never asked for help in finding the places where Nick Fuentes was using homophobic slurs. I did it.
So he's saying homophobic slurs banned from YouTube. He didn't ask his audience to do this, but
all myself. For the last few weeks, I've been regularly watching some clips of Nick Fuentes and noting timestamps. And those of you who really follow the TPS show, you know that I know my stuff. It's like whenever he had a strike, I knew where the timestamp was. That's because I do a lot of research. I spend my days, especially when I'm in a quest for vengeance, especially when I've been insulted, I will spend my days, all of my intellectual resources, in documenting your errors, and I will hit with reports, which is what I had done when I had gotten Destiny banned from Twitter.
Wow.
JF filler himself way too much.
Can I just say how much I love JF, the human being? And I never want him to feel like, I don't love him.
Fuck that cockroach, man.
What the fuck? He's really like going down about how meticulous he is about abusing shit.
Yeah, he's such an asshole, dude. He was so different back in the day. He was so fucking
different.
He was different
funny and like chill. I don't know.
Yeah.
Even got a temporary ban going on Twitch. When I see someone who's an enemy of mine violating the TOS, I will go on a absolutely autistic quest to document every single timestamp.
Is that kind of like a love quest? An autistic quest?
Where a homophobic slur can be used, or some violation of the rules, or an appeal to violence, and I will pursue the destruction of those who attack me. Now, here's where I hope that we can agree. Here's where I hope.
Okay, so, I mean, I feel like that's practically an admission that, I mean, if at least in part he played a role in taking down Fuentes, which is so weird to see these two guys with such similar views fighting. And some of the first times I ever saw Nick Fuentes was on JF's show originally, like in the Bloodsports days. So that's how I first even became aware of Nick Fuentes. I don't know. Yeah, I don't agree with false flagging. Like, there are legitimate things you can flag a channel. Like, obviously, I think, like, doxing and that kind of stuff. That mm-hmm. kind of stuff should probably be flagged. But not like, spending your free time studying the TOS and like, stalking a channel just to find that point where you can be like, eh. But you know what? It's really weird now. So now there are these two factions of the alt-right fighting against each other. And I found this really disparaging video that was obviously made by the alt-right people. Like, it's disgusting, but it's funny because they make it about each other now. You know what I mean? I'll play a little bit of it. I'm gonna turn down the music a little bit though.
Yeah, the music is copywritten, but it's
yeah. What if I speed it up?
It might help.
All right. Hold on. Okay, that should be enough. Here we go.
I fucked a retarded girl. Yeah. She consented to the interaction and she was an adult.
Oh my god.
It's so messed up.
Oh, dude. So, yeah. I don't think, you know, that's what he did was... I don't think love is wrong. I don't think love is wrong. I do think the state of Texas found his love at the time to be against the law, and that's why they asked him to stop. But just because somebody is in a different mental state than you may be permanently, you
he
know...
He went down on a Down syndrome kid, man.
I don't think... I don't think you should not love somebody because they're that way, right? You should
but you shouldn't fuck them, Billy.
As long as they're legally consenting is the option here.
You're too damn stupid to consent, Billy.
Not. I don't know. I watched an episode of Glee where a very hot jock man dated the girl who had Down syndrome, and everybody was like, "You're wrong for that." And he's like, "Why? I think she's cool." And it's like, "Hey, you know what? She is cool." Just because you're quirky from Life Goes On doesn't mean you shouldn't be able to date the hot
God.
Chick, you know? I'm just saying. I'm
I think
not
it
into
was
that
determined
sort of
by a court of law and psychologists, though, that she wasn't.
Oh, no, it was, yeah. I don't want to be over here making fun of people who have this for, like, making you think that, you know, it's not okay to fall in love.
Okay.
Yeah, no love. I just want
to say that,
that's
guys.
What he
did.
He needs a t-shirt. It's pro-love.
I'm pro-love.
Hard for tarts.
I'm pro-love. Now, if the courts say you shouldn't love, then I'm sorry for you.
Billy, he fucked a retarded kid.
He literally says that at the beginning of that video.
Yeah, no, and then, like, there's the thing where they have, like,
the R-word.
They have the Jewish Star of David on her nose, and, like,
That's why I said the video's messed up.
It's messed up.
It's kind of, like, cringy funny. Like, I can't believe someone made this, but then I'm like, oh, I know who made it.
But the reason it's messed up is because it's, like... He went on and saying she's not Jewish. She's not.
He had her take a DNA test.
It's like, oh man, that's not the answer. That's not the answer. You don't take a test to prove someone's not Jewish. You just say it doesn't matter. Just like you said, it didn't matter that she had a very low IQ. That doesn't matter either. I loved her. But if you would have had her taking an IQ test, that wouldn't have stopped you from loving her. Why a freaking blood test? Because you're racist.
No, Billy.
That's where the problem lies.
It's bad, Billy. It's real bad. It's real bad.
Ah. Everybody watching right now, please remember to like and subscribe and follow that notification bell and send us all your money.
Money.
Thank you guys seriously for the support and watching and kicking it with us. We just like you being here. We just like it when you're here.
I want to see a $5 train where everybody's saying hard for tards. That's all I want to hear. Hard for tards.
Oh, my God.
I disagree.
Yeah, that's what I want to hear. Hard for tards.
Disagree.
But there could be a $69.69 donation that says lick his legs. I'd be fine with that.
Legs.
You know, they used that in his divorce court. They used that video because, you know, he did that on my stream. That's where that got started. And yes. in his divorce court, they actually used the his wife used it against him, used that stream against him.
Lick the legs.
Lick the legs
for 30 minutes. Oh, my God. That was so funny. He got so mad at me about that. For a while, he refused to come back on my show because I made it such a meme. He got fucking angry with me about
it. Yeah. He blocked us because we were making jokes, and I'm not mad at him for doing that. Do what you do.
Told us that anyone he has any, like, friction with, he just blocks them immediately.
Yeah.
So that's what happens. Well,
that's okay.
That's okay. That's what he wants to do. It's kind of a puss move. Because with his attitude, with the people he goes after and all that shit, you're going to block people. That's kind of stupid.
It's whatever. I'm not missing his public discourse. You know, I'm not worried about not being able to follow JF Garrity. But I just... It was a joke. It obviously so hurt. Different. And that's
Did you know him back in the day, Billy, when he was different?
Very shortly. He came out on an episode with me and Joe with the low IQ thing.
Yeah, that and Jeff. Jeff,
yeah. And it was like, he was like, I once dated a girl with a very low IQ. And me and Joe just like started losing our shit laughing. Because it was like, what? Like the way he said it was like sexually charged. The fact that she was low IQ.
It was like a dude telling his friends how nice of an ass his girlfriend
she had
has, or whatever.
Very round bottom.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, what? Did he really just do that for IQ? I think Joe might have fell on the ground laughing.
I remember Jeff had to leave the room. Him once. Really?
Yeah.
I remember I got so tickled at the time when he kept telling G-Man it's not his fault. That was so funny. You know, he was cool back in the day. It's not your fault, G-Man. It's not your fault.
No, he did that to Jim Ass.
It was
and Jim Ass started crying.
Yeah.
It's not your fault.
Yeah, but it's not your fault. Yeah, I mean, and he was fun back then. When he came on my show, he was fun. And then all of a sudden,
Egghead says he just sent you a promo.
Oh, did he? No way. I didn't see that.
Did you see that?
I'm just like, why even bother at this point, Egghead? I mean...
I think you're going to lose this weekend, Egghead. Man. I got a dollar on it. Who wants to bet me a dollar that Egghead does? I want to put
too rich for
Egghead
my blood, Pimp Monk. Too rich for my blood.
I got a dollar.
Should we start running like a book for for actual mania?
Oh, man. Could we set up like a betting site?
As long as we didn't bet on it.
Can someone just set up a betting site?
Someone could theoretically rig the voting, though.
Of course.
But then they'd have to put up a bunch of money to do it because they'd have to all make $5 accounts.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. Stop betting on actual mania, guys. It's a habit.
If you have a gambling problem, please call.
PT Ham's betting you $5, he said.
I said a dollar. I'm a broke fucker, man. I get a dollar. I like
you know PT Ham's given you $5 before. This is like a no bet.
Yeah, what the hell?
PT gives me a lot more than $5. Yeah. I love PT. He's a good. I'll bet you $5, PT. I'll bet you $5.
All right.
And then you have to give me the $5 to get back to you.
All right, here's this fucking...
When PT Ham wins, he's just going to send you $45 next donation instead of 50.
Here's this fucking promo by Egghead. It's 2 minutes long.
Sweet boy.
God damn.
All right, here it is.
This is going to be cringe.
So, this is what we're doing for Action Mania 5, huh? A triple threat match? Okay. So, this is going to be a fucking fun...
Are you out driving Uber right now, Egghead?
Match this fucking Friday. But you know what? Let's fucking talk about the actual fucking competitors, shall we, while we go on this little fun little drive. We got Corpse Midget. Corpse Midget. God, I haven't seen fucking Corpse Midget in a long fucking ass time.
Enough
F words. Where the fuck are his videos? Oh, yes.
Enough F words, Egghead.
That's right. Once DP started covering him, all his videos went kaput. Gone. Whatever.
Kaput.
They're gone. They're no more around.
Kaput. Kaput.
They all went kaput.
Who says that anymore?
Then we got the fucking why be an atheist fucking. And, you know, I've watched some of his videos. I laughed more than I fucking cringe.
I don't know about that.
The more I fucking watch this guy's videos.
Why do I feel like Egghead's gonna get in an accident?
Yeah, you know, this kind of reminds me of like a Tommy Sotomayor video right before.
Because Egghead's been in like four accidents, I swear, since I've known him. That's a
lot. And he's
an
Uber driver?
Yes.
Yeah.
That means he drives a lot more than the average.
The most dangerous Uber driver ever. I'm joking.
Could you imagine if you ordered an Uber and Egghead pulled up?
Oh, God, I laughed my ass off.
It's not really cringy. It's more.
By the way, he's going to win now from this promo.
It's not really cringy.
You're funny, not cringy, you fucking loser. You're just funny.
At this point. And now I fucking want to get to the point where I want to focus on one specific person. I want to ignore all the other parts and focus on one particular French individual. Hello again, Billy.
God, I hate the way he talks. I think, you know what? I'm starting to think Asterios was right.
I don't remember what is Egghead a porg? What did Asterios say?
He said Egghead sounds like a pedophile.
Oh, come on, man. You of all people shouldn't be accusing people of that.
Oh. Yeah.
You are literally doing everything in your fucking power to take away my fucking title. Really?
I didn't say he was one. I just said he sounds like one.
My uncle couldn't. You try to do my old fucking uncle against me. Then
I wish you
had
done this whole promo in his Mickey Mouse voice, actually.
I wish you would have done this whole promo 6 feet underwater. See him do that for 2 minutes.
God of cringe and a surprise mystery match. And now you're doing a triple threat match. And also, I heard you said that you're going to that you would strip the title of me and put it on yourself? Really?
No. I said we're not going to put him in a handicap match. If I wanted him to lose the title that bad, I'd just strip the title and put it on myself.
You know he can
I'm
do
cringy
that.
Enough. I'm cringy enough.
Yeah.
I'd just take the fucking title. I'd just take it from you. I wouldn't put you in a handicap match.
Then you'll be Eggy no belts. Eggy no fucking belts.
Yeah, the only belt you'll have is the one you had to cut a fucking hole in.
What have you got left after you lose this belt?
Yeah.
What do you have left?
You got some holiday edition Oreos left over from you and Jeffrey's last taste test? Your post-coital Oreos you had with Jeffrey after giving him the fucking nubby bubbins? Yeah, get out of here.
Jeffrey Epstein?
No, his buddy Jeffrey, the little Eggman.
Oh, okay.
He said strip, not strip. Strip the title from me.
Tell you this, motherfucker. If I fucking win this triple threat match, Billy, I challenge you to a fucking match for the Cringeweight Championship.
Why would you challenge him for the Cringeweight?
Hold up.
Hold on. Yeah. Why is the champ challenging somebody else?
He's feeling himself right now, man.
I'm at a conundrum.
And when I do beat these other competitors, you're going down!
Ooh. Look at little angry Egghead. Look at little angry Egghead. Damn it.
I'm definitely going to lose my dollar now because everybody's going to vote for him to go against you.
I'm thinking some of the cutting the fat stuff you pulled up. I'm not happy with it. It's really cringy.
Pinwheel may win you the belt.
No, I don't know if that's a good idea, guys.
People like that.
I don't know if that's a good idea, guys. Corpse Midget. Vote Corpse Midget.
Sounds like you're scared.
Corpse Midget's going to be the next Cringeweight champion. I'm sure of it. Shit. Fucking asshole.
What do we got?
Stop
here?
Typing things about my past. Stop.
All right. Independent Gail Cord Schuler for U.S. president. independent Gail Kortschuler for U.S. President.
It's time for me to make my weekly video. And I've decided I'm going to officially start my campaign as an independent for United States President. The reason I'm doing this is because Jesus told me to stay out of politics because he said, Gail, you're going to be on the ballot for the general election. And if your name's not there, they can write you in. So that's what you need to tell your followers. Jesus wants me to stay out of politics because I'm going to be on the ballot. But I decided since Jesus wants me to run for U.S. president, let me tell you that I've established a page. I actually have a website, and I've established a page detailing my campaign platform. And, you know, I've been getting mail for the past 6 months verifying that I'm on the ballot in the run for U.S. president. Oh, by the way, one of my commentators made a comment about my clothes. He said, she always wears the same clothes all the time. That's because she's so poor she can't afford to buy.
We got to get really good content of Corpse Midget and Free Speech Stud. They got to beat Egghead. One of them's got to beat Egghead. This is bullshit. We gotta get like really. Everybody, please send in like the best Corpse Midget stuff if you can find it. I don't expect. Do you have some stuff hidden somewhere? They gotta be naked.
Buy me clothes. Actually, it's not that I'm poor. It's that I'm lazy. I like these are my favorite outfits. I've got a closet full of clothes, but I just hate to do laundry, and I have to do the Gail commandments. So what I do is I just wear with what I'm real. I like my comfy clothes, and I wear. I just wear what I'm comfortable in. It gives me less laundry to do, so it's just a matter of laziness. So I'm not a vain person, so I don't go around trying to show off my wardrobe and that sort of stuff.
Everybody says we watched this already, and I remember watching her talk about running for president. Is this her announcing it?
I guess maybe this is.
Oh, okay. I thought this was new stuff.
I thought it was new, too. I didn't realize we already watched this.
It's not new.
Damn it.
It's not new.
All right, let's watch this instead.
Well, I'm not everybody. Illuminati, our objective is when we break this, we don't break this to the American public by just giving niggas money. We don't break this news to the American public by just giving niggas money. We just gonna give them niggas money.
What the fuck is this?
We just gonna start giving niggas money for no good goddamn reason. We gonna fire the federal government and just start giving niggas money. Says, niggas,
what the fuck
nigga,
is
nigga,
this?
Nigga, chill.
Why are we? Who is this? Why do I care? Did Ken Calvert's testicles finally drop? What is this?
Is this one of your crew?
Really? This ain't my crew.
He's saying that word you like so much.
We don't. No, we're gonna say nigga, I don't nigga, like nigga, the nigga, N-word. Chill. This is how we're going to do this. Illuminati, we're going to say nigga, chill. We don't meet up like Jacob and Esau. Illuminati, read the story of Jacob and Esau. Jacob thought Esau was going to be very, 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 very mad. Jacob thought Esau was going to be very, 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 very mad. So he showed up with half his goddamn kingdom. Jacob just had a kingdom with him, and he just had servants. And God historically has had servants too. So I mean, nigga, chill. Because the Illuminati is God's niggas. And them niggas is well taken care of. Illuminati, you are God's nigga slaves. You are God's nigga slaves.
Wow.
Why does
that
have
this
to
guy
be?
May be a little racist.
A little religious too, right?
Yeah.
If he was rich, he'd be the trifecta for Republicans.
Yeah. You think he's a true...
It could be. I mean, you never know.
His accent seems a little too fake Southern to me, honestly, to be honest with you. He's adding a little bit there, I do believe. As a Southern man, as a Southern gentleman, I know this.
I know this. Pimunk's got dusty loads.
Yo, the American dream, Dusty Rhodes, 275 pounds of blue eyes. So
you're the wet, wet dream, Dusty Rhodes, because you got old cum.
Yeah, I love Dusty though. I would let Dusty Rhodes load on me if he was still alive.
That's sweet, but gross. Move on from this weirdo.
Much love,
I don't
sweet
like
boys
him.
And pimp.
Yeah, thank you, Josh 2.0. Pimp's a
sweet
boy.
You said I'm not
too.
A fucking sweet boy, you motherfucker.
Pimp's a sweet boy.
I'm a sweet boy, goddammit.
He is.
Oh, fuck your grandparents.
Well, that's not a sweet boy thing to do.
I don't know why I said that. I'm taking it back. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's apologies are sweet boy things to do. Sometimes I do bad stuff just to apologize. That's how sweet of a boy I am. I'm like, I've been too sweet lately. I need to apologize to somebody. I'm going to go hit somebody's car. I don't do that. Not a sweet boy thing to do. Oh, yes. All right. What do we got? Anything else loaded up, ready to go? Because right now, I'm tired of looking at this guy's face. I was tired of listening to this guy talk. His camera angle is almost as offensive as his verbiage. I don't like it.
Okay, hold on.
I don't like it at all.
Billy don't like it.
I don't. I'd rather watch more egghead cringe, and that's not something I care to watch right now. Ask Billy what a sweet boy is. A sweet boy is somebody who, when offered the choice between being sweet or sour, chooses sweet. If you choose sour, that's not a sweet boy thing to do.
Much love, pimp.
Ah, there you go.
What's going on?
I'm trying to find...
Ben's just making me look at this guy's face for how long.
You like him.
He's doing this because I've been like having a constant soft serve flow of farts in this room. I ate so bad in Portland yesterday that my stomach is like E2 Brute, and I'm squirting out top-notch stinkers. I'm a fucking
you
boy.
Do that all the time. It's not, this isn't rare. This Trust is me, all the
this
time.
This is, when's the last time you pulled the spray out?
Dude, there were times where I like heard, it sounded like you were ripping a hole through the seat of your
but
chair.
But when's the last time you pulled the spray out?
It's, I mean, like this time, I mean, like normally I feel like I have to, I just don't give in to it.
It's not true.
I don't want to encourage more of it.
It's not true.
I wouldn't want to smell that either.
If he pulls the spray out, you know, it's a particularly heavy flow day.
Oh,
dude,
yeah.
I got the shits today too, though.
I'm not shitting myself. Luckily.
Someone sent me this James Brown Japanese ad that I'm gonna play.
Wiz Khalifa.
Wiz Khalifa. It does sound like Wiz Khalifa. This is definitely before Wiz Khalifa.
Is Wiz Khalifa going to remix this for the next soup ad? Cup of noodle miso? I don't eat that shit anymore, but I would love to have had a cup of noodle that was miso flavor. I never saw that. It was always like freezer dried peas and carrots and then chicken. Like, here you go, America. It's the Forrest Gump of fucking soup. Me and Jenny was like peas and carrots and dried chicken parts. Like a fucking... one of these cup of ramens was like an edible sea monkey lab. You pour water in it and the little shrimps turn out to be little shrimps that you eat instead of look at and name.
Wiz Khalifa!
Billy should go to sumo school. Sumo school is a scam.
We're going to open up the floor to some Q&A.
Wow. I want to ask you a bunch of questions. And I want to have them answered immediately.
Immediately. Everybody watching, if you are in the fan chat, ask your questions and I will give you answers. Pimp Monk will give you answers. Ben will give you answers.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Yeah, you know what? Something so ironic just happened. It's fucking hilarious. Today, because like forever, and this is so 2018, guys, forever people just throw pedo accusations willy-nilly around. It's so fucking sad. So today I told everyone, hey, you've been throwing this shit at me forever. There's no evidence. So you need to come up with something new. Like tell people I'm giving the people the coronavirus or something instead. Because that's like more topical and relevant these days. And then I just saw someone in the chat be like, Ben sent shirtless pictures to 15-year-olds. It's a fact. Where are they then? And who are they?
Yeah.
SDP or a Colgate commercial, three sexy smiles.
Like, who the fuck are they?
I agree, Nikki Goods.
Come up with something new, bitches.
Thank you for the Q&A segment,
gave
guys.
All of you coronavirus.
Thank you. Thank you for all your questions, guys.
I gave you all coronavirus.
So, should I answer some of these questions now?
Yeah. Sure, if you want to.
Okay, yeah. Could have said that before we did the Q&A.
I mean, like, whatever. Fuck it. I'll address it. It's not, but it's not, but here's the thing. People are telling me not, it's not even bait. Like, at this point, I'll just tell you, it's fucking dumb as shit.
It is dumb as shit. And we know that there's, like, certain people that want to throw shade at the show, and they're so fucking tiny and not worthy of our response, right? But when it's stuff like pedo accusations, prove it.
Right.
Stop accusing people of shit you have no proof of, because you're just taking away from the people who actually do bad shit. And that's the problem.
I said,
there's too many accusations, not enough proof. Prove it.
Yeah.
Do it or shut the fuck up, because you're taking away from people who actually need the attention. They need to be looked at.
Yes.
Yeah.
Glad we got through the Q&A section. Thank you guys for all your questions.
Well, now people are saying that Skeptical Jesus said you groomed him.
I taught him how to shave, right? He had a shitty beard before he met me.
That was a good one.
Yeah. So I'm going to answer some of these questions.
Go ahead. People been Do asking. Your thing.
Because we did bring up the Q&A segment. It's important that we address it. Mr. McEnhost says, Billy, why did Ben do all that evil stuff? Oh, no. Billy, why do you fear the egg? Okay, I don't fear the egg. I'm just, in my mind, I'm like, do I really want to see Egghead lose that bad to the point where I open up my own cringe? Like, it's a double-edged sword here, man. This is like Stone Cold versus Bret Hart WrestleMania 13, where Stone Cold got busted open and bled all over the ring and couldn't even go on with the match. If I beat Egghead that bad and he loses to me and he's busted open and goes on to be the bigger champion after I beat him, my young best there is, best there was, cringiest there ever will be, Bret Hart, and he gets busted open in front of everybody because I know I could beat him. But do I want to? Because what does that make Egghead? Makes him the damn underdog. And all I have is expose my cringe.
Wouldn't this be more like Stone Cold versus Vince McMahon, though? Because you're like the kind of like the commissioner of...
Yeah, of course that's what it's like, but Vince McMahon lost, so I have to take a point where Stone Cold got beat, and it still wasn't good for fucking Stone Cold, right? Or it still wasn't good for the guy that beat him, I mean. This is an unwinnable situation. If I take on Egghead, yeah, I could beat him. I used to be cringy as hell. I've been front page of Reddit for being cringy. And then I made 1 million views the next week on my rap video because I'm that dope. I'm a cringe bender and a fucking talented human being at the same time. It's amazing. I'm best of both worlds, man. I'm like Honey Boo Boo dumping the world with Runny Doo Doo. I'm crazy. I can shit on him and get shit on at the same time. I'm ambidextrous. I'm cringe bidextrous. But damn. I'm going to have to go hard. I'm going to have to sacrifice my well-being to beat Egghead. And that's why I would rather just have Corpse Midget and or Free Speech Media beat him. Let the Free Speech Stud take the title so I don't have to get my hands dirty.
Just like Anita Sarkeesian.
Let one of those guys take the title. I'm not scared. I'm just afraid. I'm not scared of Egghead. I'm afraid of what I'm going to have to do to end that little fucker. And I don't want to go there, okay? I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there. East Max says, when will your anus explode, Bill? Luckily, these farts have been very soft on the anus. They've just been like free flow soft serve ice cream. And it's like filling the room with a stench that can only be described as a fairy tale. It smells like spiced rum if you mixed it with a zoo. Violet said, why aren't we overrun by cemeteries? I'll tell you why, Violet. It's location, location, location.
Those are the three most important rules in real estate.
Yeah. Location, location, location. People can't afford to be buried. So the poor, the masses, they just get burnt up and sit on somebody's counter. So even though more and more people are dying, way more people can't afford to be buried. Egghead says, you going to watch WrestleMania when it rolls around? I might. I usually get into wrestling around the time of Royal Rumble, and I didn't this year, so I'll probably just skip it all. What's the best Final Fantasy game? Do you guys have an opinion? Because I've never played one.
I'm old school, right. So I like the first like five a lot, because I played the original on NES back in the day. You know what? The numbers are messed up for Final Fantasy games too. Like, they got way more of them early on in Japan than we got here. So our Final Fantasy 3, I think, is actually 7 or something dumb like that. Someone will correct me on that and tell me exactly what it was.
I don't game.
Spirit says, do you like eggs, Billy? I do, yeah. I eat a good amount of eggs. They're quality protein. They're good low carb, low calorie, high protein. A lot of people say there's too much cholesterol, it'll kill you, but you know what else will kill you? Everything. Violet said, how do conjoined twins masturbate and have sex? Usually they... It really depends case by case. Most of the twins share genitalia, from what I've heard, at least the ones that I looked into. And they have sex by, like, one will, like, read a book and try and take their mind out of it, while the other one gets, like, the emotional connection through the physical sexual intercourse. It's very, very, you know, you make do, right? You'd say it's sad, but they don't know any other existence, so they just make do with what they got. Like, I would much rather have a person I'm connected to getting fucked than have a tiny penis, like a micropeen, you know? An unusable little peen.
Damn, man, what are you tagging me for?
You know, Pimp Monk, I was just letting people know that you're the real sad scenario here, and you need to love more than these conjoined twins do.
I wasn't doing nothing. I was just sitting here being nice and stuff.
You're a sweet boy with a tiny dick. Ben is head of the John Cena fan club. That's not really a question.
It's a declaration.
Ben gave me coronavirus. Again, not a question. Billy fears Aggie. Not a question. Is hell straight or is it bent?
Is hell straight or bent?
I don't know.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know. I don't know, man.
Well, there's an old saying, whiskey...
Someone said these questions suck.
I know. Violet says, when there's a bloody car accident, do they clean all blood on the car, or do they just take the car to the pound, including the person bits inside? I think you collect as much of the person as you can, but they don't clean it all out. Like, they try and take as much of the person as they can to the morgue, and it's up to the person who owns the property to deal with the rest.
Mm. Fucked up. Violet has some... interesting questions.
Spirit says, did you get sleep, Billy? I did sleep. I got home after being in Portland and basically having no sleep. I just like slept in the front seat of my car for a couple hours, didn't really do anything. I got home and I couldn't sleep till like 3 a.m., but I ended up getting to sleep and woke up around noon and watched Jay and Silent Bob reboot when I woke up. That was started off pretty rough, but it ended kind of cute. What questions, Billy? That's a good question, Billy Gray. I can't answer that. How do conjoined twins masturbate? We already went through this. Everybody keeps asking if I slept, so I guess this is all coming back again because we took so long to answer questions. What does it feel like to intentionally stab someone?
Did you?
Well, according to the courts, it wasn't intentional.
I don't believe this.
True. Nail on the head, says Mike Mallett. I mean, I guess that's even worse than stabbing somebody, is nailing a nail into their head. It would feel a lot more...
I've had a nail in my head.
Was it good?
It was attached to a bat or a 2x4 or something like that?
A 2x4, yeah.
Speaking of bats, those of you that haven't downloaded the Brave browser, download the Brave browser. Was that a joke on Hellbent? Smart. Hell would be bent. Yeah, that's the answer, Allagas. Thank you for paying to give us the answer to the question we totally missed. Why is Egghead somehow going to still win? I don't know. I don't know.
If you don't want him to win, then sign up for Patreon and don't vote for him.
Marry, fuck, kill the Three Stooges?
The votes are not... I mean, the votes are totally legit. We just do a Patreon poll.
Marry, fuck, kill the Three Stooges. Do you have an answer to this?
No.
Yeah, because you got to pick the Three Stooges too, right?
Like, yeah, you're fucking one of the Three Stooges.
Well, there's more than Three Stooges. So
there was also Shemp and there was Curly Joe.
Yeah,
also.
Shemp, Curly Joe. Mine are Larry, Curly, and Moe. Those are my Stooges.
Those are the most popular
trio.
Those
are my Stooges. And I am probably fucking Curly, marrying...
Why Curly?
Because he's the round one.
Why? Why?
He's got curves. I'm probably fucking Curly, marrying Moe, and killing... what's the other one? Larry. Killing Larry. Pimp Monk, who was the toughest famous motherfucker you fought?
I've not really fought any famous people.
You haven't?
I need to fight more famous people.
EBZ.
I need to fight more famous people. Can EBZ be added to Actual Mania? I don't know. Maybe. There's a lot of IRL guys that are legit crazy with content that is like hella funny to watch. So that could be a area to go into and critique and comment on. Is it gay to have gay thoughts about Ben? I don't think it's gay to have gay thoughts about anybody. It's gay to say you're gay. It's gay to like just identify as gay. You could blow 20 guys and still not be gay if you just look at it as an activity and not a sexual preference.
Okay. Is that how you've rationalized
it? I do fucking dishes. I'm not a dishwasher.
You are while you're washing them.
Don't call me a cocksucker. Don't call me gay if I don't identify as gay.
Okay. So you're saying you can do everything that would make you gay.
The only thing that makes you gay is feeling gay.
You're feeling gay when you're sucking dick.
There's a lot of gay people that don't even get to suck dick.
Okay.
You can feel straight when you suck dick.
Yeah. The act of sex is not gay.
Not if it's consensual.
It's a mental thing. It's a mental thing.
Uh-huh. Cool.
Okay. If you disagree, you disagree. I mean, state your piece. Tell me how you feel. The question's open to everybody, right?
I mean, yeah, you can suck a dick and think about Beyonce at the same time.
You could just suck a dick and think about sucking a dick. Literally.
Well, that makes it gay.
I know a lot of girls that, like, they're straight and they'll go down on their little girlfriends. Does that make it gay?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. It's just an activity you do.
It's a gay activity.
Just because you rap doesn't make you a fucking rapper, dude.
While you're rapping, you are a rapper. You may not be a good one, but you know.
Might think you are.
No, I mean,
you are. You can identify as a rapper.
Not a professional, but you are. That's like when I bowl. I'm a bowler at that point in time.
It's not gay when girls do it. They're called lesbians. I'm just saying the act of the sexual acts don't make you who you are. It's all a mental accepting thing.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, you know, yeah, I think I'm gay. Maybe that's why I sucked all 20 of those dicks. Or it's like, hey, you know, I just sucked 20 dicks and I still don't think I'm gay. Still don't think I'm gay. I had to go through 20 fucking dicks and I'm pretty sure I'm not gay. Good for you, Papa. Do what you do. Bro Hammerino says, why do I cry when angels deserve to die? I don't know, Bro Hammerino. I don't know why. Remember the time Stone Cold came back to WrestleMania driving the ambulance? Vaguely.
Ambulance.
Violet says, I'm going to stop burning my questions. Good. They're not even answering. Good. We started late, Violet. We started late. Christ, we came back to all of them. We came back to all of them. All of them. All of them. There's so many more questions that I don't know. We can go through them all if you really want, but totally couldn't hit them when they came out.
We're only going to be on for another like 10 minutes.
If the conjoined twins share a peen, do they need to ask consent to the other to touch it? I mean, that's up to you and your little conjoined twin, right? Like, what are you going to do? Fight your brother that's connected to you if he grabs his own dick? It's like, yeah, it's a shared dick, but it's still yours. I assume it'd be like fighting over the one toy your parents didn't buy two of. Like, no, I want to ride the bicycle. No, I want to ride the bicycle. Somebody's going to end up riding that bicycle, right?
You might as well take turns. You might as well just be like, okay, you ride that bike. But if you're always jerking off, you're like, dude. Like, what happens if one of the twins commits a crime, right? And the other doesn't. Then what? That's the question I want to know. If one brother, like, goes and, like, steals a gold nugget. He steals a gold nugget. Do they both go to jail? What happens there? Hey, Ben, it's been a while. Can we get an Obama impression from you?
Oh, man, I haven't done it in a while. He always starts with, give me something very Obama to say.
I'm giving you all food stamps.
Hope and change. I'm giving you a bunch of food stamps for you to use and get food on your family.
Well, America, I'll be giving you all extra EBT this Christmas.
Hope and change.
Who needs hope and change when you can have the change from a $20 bill? Go run to the store, pick me up a pack of cigarettes, and you can keep the change. As your president, that's the change you will get. Just bring me back a pack of smokes, and you'll have the change.
Obama did smoke.
Bill. Yeah.
Yeah. He kept it out of the public eye, but, oh, look at this. An EBZ fan saying that EBZ could win a fight against Pimp Monk.
Oh, damn.
Can you believe that?
Damn. Got us.
God damn.
Pimp Monk, just say you'll call the cops. He'll back down. Your sexual orientation depends on your mind, not the acts you do. This might be seen as a way to conceal your sexuality from yourself, which it can be, but it's the truth. You're only gay or straight or bi if you're genuinely attracted to the secondary sexual characteristics of the person. Thank you, brother.
What are you when you only read the comments that agree with you?
What, you mean Violet's comment? I just read it.
It was just a question.
I read all the comments. Who else commented on that? Because I wasn't looking. Let's see. Did anybody disagree with me? Plenty of gay people have sex with women. Doesn't mean they're straight or bi. Thank you. That's the other question on this that came up. Also agrees with me.
Billy,
like, asexual people can have sex. Sexually has to be an attraction, not an action. Billy is correct. See, I should have read more of these because they all agree with me.
Propaganda.
Huh.
Well, of course, everybody agrees.
Same-sex thoughts are totally normal, actually. Hey, look at this,
man. I didn't say thoughts. What the fuck are you talking about? I didn't say thoughts.
Oh, I didn't say that was against what you said.
He said sucking a dick.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't say that was in favor of what I said. I just was reading all the comments that had to do with it.
That's so disingenuous how you argue.
You find me one comment that says I was wrong. You're the only one. Let's talk about it. In this case, Billy is gay for being a lesbian at 600 pounds. Wow. You try and be a straight man when your dick won't poke through your vag flaps. What? It wasn't about a dick. It was about 20 dicks. Let's get the context right. One dick or 20 dicks. Most people will say that's gay regardless. I'm going overboard on the dick count because I'm saying the dick count doesn't matter. You could have only ever had sex with dudes and still be straight. It's all a mind thing. It's all mental. It's all how you identify in your own head, how you feel.
So people choose. That's what you're saying.
Maybe they choose, but maybe it's just the way you're wired in your head. Only you know. Sometimes you lie to yourself in the process. Only you know. Sexuality is a very internal thing. It's not the external actions you have don't change your sexuality, because a lot of people hide the fact they're gay and do straight sex. That doesn't make them straight.
Yeah, it doesn't make them straight. It does.
How many dicks does it have to be sucked before it becomes gay? No dicks make you gay.
Yeah, I disagree with that one.
You can be gay before you suck one dick. You can be gay after you suck. You can be straight after you suck 1,000.
There's one EBZ fan with multiple accounts spamming.
Yeah. EBZ Army, thank you guys for your support.
If he wanted to fight Billy, why didn't he do it earlier? Why did he back away?
Yeah, he doesn't want to fight Billy. He wants to try and reclaim some of the manhood he doesn't have. Because he's a pussy who presses people who are weak.
Billy was going to be a snitch and call the cops.
Oh, Billy was going to call the cops. No, motherfucker, you're the one that calls the cops. You're the cop caller. We got that on video, you fucking pussy.
Against a little woman, a little bitty tiny woman.
Against a woman you hit with a scooter, dude. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Out of here.
So, Vigilant Christian Mario, not gay because he identifies as straight.
Oh, he openly identifies as straight. Who knows what's going on in his head? We're going to take his word for it.
Oh, okay.
This doesn't change anything I said.
Okay.
Okay. It's only gay if you like it. Therefore, if you suck your own dick and like it, you're gay. It's not gay if you like it. Like, our bodies react to, like, sensory, touch. If you get touched by, you can get a boner in prison when you're getting raped through your butthole, right?
Oh my God. All right, I'm ending this conversation.
It happens. There's a lot of guys that freak out because they got prison raped and they ejaculated in the process.
Okay, cool.
And they're like, they question themselves.
Okay.
It's the mechanics down there. It has nothing to do with my sexual preference.
You know the show, the last show we did is the first one to get a green dollar sign in like a month and a half. Because we were sweet boys, and we had a guest that we didn't want to scare with our normal DP stuff, and that one got I think maybe they saw she was... That happens, like, when we have Lacey Green on, that one will get monetized, too. I think it's a mixture of us behaving more, and at least towards the beginning, behaving more. And I don't know, they see them, like, whoever verifies... if it's advertiser friendly, so they're like, oh, they got Alicia Green, must be a wholesome show.
Who knows how it works? I do kind of worry about our new intro saying the cuss word in it, because maybe...
We just talked about prison rape.
Yeah, but it's usually... What I've heard from everybody is the first couple minutes of a video are more important than, like, the entire video. I've heard that, like, the first 5 minutes are detrimental. Yeah. And I don't know how true that is, if that will ever change.
I mean,
if AI gets smarter.
If that's true, then why haven't we been getting monetized for, like, a whole month?
Why haven't we? Because we probably start off pretty rough sometimes. I don't know.
Well, those crucial 5 minutes have totally clean stuff in it. And I also find we're less likely to get monetized if we play videos right off the bat. Like, if you notice... The last episode, we didn't play videos for a long while, and then we got into videos. I think we were like almost an hour in when we played. By the time we played videos, and I think that's another part of it.
Yeah, they see my ass on here. They won't monetize it. They hate me.
People say the first 15 minutes of a live stream don't swear. I don't know if that's true. Yeah, we shall see. We shall see. Cheryl Lazar is wholesome. She was wholesome.
Yeah.
It was fun to have her on. It was a different speed than we usually have.
I think we'll do the post show for a short period of time on Twitch tonight. So twitch.tv/drunkenpeasants. If you guys want to go over there, you know, we can go over there and have a grand old time with the hype train. You want to come, Pimp Monk?
No.
Damn it, Pimp Monk. Pimp Monk got a lifelong case of the sleepies.
Like, no, I'm not sleepy. I gotta go shit.
Oh.
Oh. Well, we don't want to hold you too long, brother.
Yeah. I remember, like, I think Kratom kept you awake. Because back in the day, you'd stay up all fucking night.
Yeah, well, that's back when I was suffering insomnia real bad. And I'll get that way again. It comes around every so often, and I, like, stay awake for 3 fucking days and shit.
Yeah.
But, I've been going to bed later lately. Yeah. Can I put on my show right quick? Tomorrow morning.
Yeah, go ahead.
Morning Wood. Also, by the way, I got a new co-host. Shabisky is now official co-host of the Morning Wood. Nice. And, tomorrow we've got Krendar on. And
Krendar's great.
Yeah, he's good. He's going to be on tomorrow. So, yeah, it's going to be a good show. Make sure y'all check it out.
Check it out.
And Ben's going to be on next week.
I'll be on next week. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'll be on there.
And Billy's going to suck my dick.
Probably not.
It's not gay.
Well, I mean, it's not about being gay. I'd probably suck your dick if it was a business opportunity, if I made some good money off of it. I'm talking good money. I'm talking.
That's what they call gay for pay.
Well, that's what they call it, but it doesn't mean you're gay.
I'll suck a dick for money, shit.
I'll suck a dick for good money.
Good money is like.
Like, I'm talking like a house, like down payment on a house.
$23?
No, my dude. If I can't afford a box of cigarettes, I'm not even going to talk about it. Forget a pack.
Billy, you going to VidCon?
Yeah, I'm sure I will.
I bought my ticket today.
Ayo.
I did. I bought my ticket. I was starting to buy a ticket this year. I started to do what you did last year. But then last year, you missed Triple H because you didn't. And so I'm like, maybe there'll be another surprise when there's.
I am kind of envious that Triple H and Stephanie were there. That's kind of cool.
Stephanie wasn't there.
Oh, I thought she was at VidCon.
No, it was Triple H. It was Flair Girl, whatever her name is.
I could have swore I saw Stephanie McMahon tweeting from VidCon that year. Maybe
she might have been there with him.
She may have been there, but she wasn't on the panel. Okay, I'll say that. She may have been in the back or something, but she wasn't on the panel. And that, I don't know that one dude's name. From the black dude from the three, whatever they are, the little dude with the afro.
Xavier Woods.
Yeah, he
from
was
from New Day.
Yeah, the one that was banging Paige and that one homemade porn.
In a leaked video from her private collection.
And that was the only panel I went to last year. And I didn't even know he was going to be there. I was standing there and somebody said, Triple H is here. I'm like, fuck, I'm going to go. I mean, that's a legend, dude. I got to go see him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I went in there. It was pretty cool. The panel was kind of boring, to be honest with you, but yeah, it was cool to see him. I mean, as soon as it was over, though, he got up, walked the fuck off. He didn't stand there and answer no questions like the other two did. He was out of there.
The other two did.
Yeah, the other two were. I didn't really care to see the other two, to be honest with you. I've actually met Xavier Wood before, so
prove it.
Prove up, down, down.
Yeah, I met him at VidCon a couple years ago. He was there.
Yeah, because he has a YouTube channel.
Yeah,
yeah,
one
he
of
does
the,
video
Austin
games,
Creed, is that his real name?
One of the nerdcore rappers I was on the panel with from that nerdcore panel that was cringy.
That you try
as
to
hell.
Pretend like doesn't exist?
Yeah, that one. One of those rappers. He was like on SmackDown one night because they did a battle rap thing.
He was on SmackDown.
No, he's like friends with Xavier Woods. So he was like on SmackDown during the battle they had with the Usos.
Dude, I saw our Aubrey advertising that she teaches referee classes at 321. Dude, that's like the best person to get taught how to ref from. She's like the most famous referee in wrestling right now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's such a crazy opportunity.
Yeah. They got good refs over there.
Yeah.
So what are you thinking of my XFL, guys?
I like it.
I don't care about it like all other sports. I don't care about any of it.
That's because you're a girl.
I mean, that's if girls like girls, then hell yeah.
I like XFL. I think
there's very few things that he like cares about, and like the ones that are like Pokemon.
I don't care about Pokemon.
Mine and Ben's interests are very similar. We like me and Ben have very similar interests, like football, wrestling.
We have interests. We enjoy doing things and enjoying things.
Yeah. And he's like, fuck you. Benny likes to fuck with black dudes and piss them off.
I like to fuck with bullies and get them to man up and do something to somebody who they can't just bully. I like to call out people. I like to call out people who are a threat to smaller people.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know what it's like to be the bigger person in every possible way, not just the bigger person in size or the bigger person in character.
Is that something you think is fun or just your sense of justice? You know what I mean?
And it's fun. It's content. If someone's watching and I can expose somebody for being a bully, and if I can take what they're doing and expose it for not being strength but weakness, then I think that's a service to society, and it's also entertaining. Double the fucking pleasure, double the fun.
I see.
Double mint gum.
I see. All right. So 3 minutes, we're about to sign off. We're going to be off the air for like a couple minutes, and then we're going live on Twitch. So everyone, go over to... You know what? I do this every time, and it gets a lot more people over there. You should go there now. I know a lot of you are kind of weird when things change. Like, change scares you. You should go there.
Brainius Balky says, Billy, you kind of have an unhealthy relationship with Pokemon. Before Pokemon Go, I never once played Pokemon. My friend talked me into playing it. He said, you should live stream it. I started playing it. The game was too fucking laggy because everybody played it in the world, so I couldn't get a good live stream started up by the time they fixed the game.
Bully Basher by Street Soldier.
Bully Basher by Street Soldier. Hell yeah. But at the time, I could barely walk, and it forced me to go outside and walk to the point where I could walk again because of all the walking I was forcing myself to do during Pokemon Go. And then eventually I lost hundreds of pounds using Pokemon Go as an appetite, the distraction, you know?
If he's I was really trying eat, to defend his Pokemon
go
eat, Go.
I would just go walk instead. And
but
I lost.
There was also a lot of times he drove very slowly while playing Pokemon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if you drive too fast, the game knows and will tell you, like, you're going too fast to play. But if he goes into a neighborhood and goes, you know, 5 miles an hour around the neighborhood, because, like, part of the game is that, like, the more you walk, the more eggs you can hatch, and you got to walk a certain distance. But if you're driving, it's way easier to hatch a bunch of fucking eggs.
Yeah. So my unhealthy obsession is actually just made me healthy, and it's something that I can do. Not even in my free time. I could do it in my side time.
What's something you actually enjoy? Because, like, I always hear, like, things you used to enjoy. Like, you used to like wrestling. You used to like magic cards.
Magic cards.
Cards. Like, there's all these used to, like, how can we recapture the joy?
I do recapture. I like streaming, and I like talking with people in front of an audience. I like, this is why I do Drunken Peasants. I like this stuff. This is what I
is there anything without an audience, like without the like you being the focus of like the attention of?
I know all my life I wanted to be an entertainer of some sorts, right? That was just what I wanted to
do. But I've known a lot of people who are entertainers that like they enjoy things that aren't always that.
Yeah. And for a while, you know.
But that wrestling, that's being an entertainer, too.
Well, yeah, I was into wrestling because I wanted to be a wrestler, right? I was studying.
Which is an entertainer and
that's why
attention.
I was into wrestling. That's why I love wrestling.
That's the only reason you were into wrestling?
I mean, I started watching wrestling as a kid before I knew I wanted to be a wrestler.
Sure.
And that was back when I liked G.I. Joes and Power Rangers, too. Luckily, I chose wrestling instead of wanting to be
a
fucking
G.I. Joe.
Instead of wanting to be a G.I. Joe or a Power Ranger.
That's really hard to be. Like, only a few people get to do that. Actually, only
you
two.
Be both.
Only two actual real people were G.I. Joes.
One was William the Refrigerator Perry.
And the other was a wrestler.
Sergeant Slaughter. Yeah. So I'd say it's good company for young Bill Fridge to have been a G.I. Joe. Because he is a Bill Fridge and he wanted to be a wrestler too. So it wasn't that far off from my trajectory that I ended up being.
I'm kind of glad that we didn't end up booking a wrestling match with Teddy Hart, though, because now he might go to jail, and like that would have fucked up over all of our hard work.
That was another thing as well. There was no guarantee he was going to show up, right?
Well.
You give him money down payment, and he's on that crazy people path. It's a risk.
It is a risk. Yeah. I mean, but he works as a wrestler, so if he wants to get
of
money,
course,
he has
as
to
long work. As long as he's... Well, he doesn't just work as a wrestler, right?
He owns the...
So if you're betting on him being free the day that you actually book him, right? And some things that he does will maybe keep him from being free.
Right.
Like right now, him being locked up.
Right.
So.
All right. We are going to twitch.tv/drunkenpeasants. If everyone can just go there, there's a link in the description. If someone in the chat wants to post that.
Before we go, I'm going to run down the last few donos that didn't get read out.
By the way, yes, you know what? I've known for my entire life that Sergeant Slaughter was never really in the military. He was a guy. he was a wrestler most of his adult life, and he just played a character like a lot of them do.
But his real name is Sergeant Slaughter, though. That's his birth.
His first name is Sergeant.
Yeah.
Yeah, his first name is Sergeant.
All right.
I'm reading the ones that didn't get read.
Go ahead.
Is it going to be a great season if Egghead goes against Billy? Oh, damn it.
Thank you, PT Ham. Mendacious C said, as the guy that sent the first Why Be an Atheist clip, this is the closest I've ever been to being a proud father.
Oh, that's you? That's pretty amazing.
And then Mendacious C said, I have 7 children.
Good one. I like that.
But I think everything else got read out. I'm looking at everything else, like the Bully Basher by Street Soldier got read out. Hey, Ben, it's been a while. Can we get an Obama impression? That was read out. Was that a joke on Hellbent? All that got read out. The 3 smiles from Nikki Goods all got read out. And all the 20s, of course, got read out. Thank y'all for the support today. Appreciate you doing what you do for us, and we will continue doing what we do for you because of that. And again, twitch.tv/drunkenpeasants. Head over there right now because that's where we're going. Pimunk's gonna go take a shit.
Yeah, what? So you, how long is your shit gonna be, Pimunk?
2.5 hours.
Oh, you motherfucker.
I would never ask Pimunk to cut a shit short.
You gotta. Sometimes you gotta come on Twitch, though, Pimunk, to establish the Twitch presence, though.
I have one every day.
Do you? You stream on Twitch every day?
Yeah, I do a restream now, and I stream on multi-platforms, yeah.
Oh, that, so you're streaming everywhere. I did that a few times. It was just like we were only getting like 2 viewers on Facebook and 2 on Periscope, and it's like, why is this even worth it? Like, it's using bandwidth for no reason. But, it, you know, there are eyes over there that you won't have everywhere else, so it makes sense. All right, guys, we're leaving now. Have a good night. We'll see you on Thursday. Bye-bye.
Bye.
In the beginning, there was nothing. And then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.
From the strangest corners of the internet, gonna get TP'd by Billy and Ben. You know where you can find them at. Get ready, cause they're gonna kick your... Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.